you freaking out?
No, I just walked in.
Social distancing.
I know, but you still social distance.
We tried everything, Ken.
Yeah, without the. It's just so we can also be alone. It's just social distancing. And that was Russ Livermore. He already called and ready. What are you asking?
Now, Lori, I don't need to put email address and password.
We have a message
no,
saying what you want. So if you have
you don't want to sign in. You just want to go to meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one that signs in there. Okay, and then join. And then type in that meeting ID that I sent out.
Russ has a message that says, wait for the.
Yes, that's me. I'm not done yet.
Just be patient, okay?
Try to let him in.
Okay. He said she's fine. All right, great.
Do you have a meeting code?
No.
Can you pass it to that phone's not going to stop.
I'm going to do something today. Oh, it's hard. Oh, you should wait. Stay in the waiting room.
Wait, we're still getting to it.
And then the phone's
Yes. tries to get Lou to help us.
He found it? No, this is the meeting. I don't know what you did with the paper. I mean,
I can't touch that.
Oh, you know what? In like the email. Maybe you have to look in.
I can't. She's already got the meeting set up on my computer.
I see
I just need the ID number.
Well, I know
exactly
what you need too. Okay, here's the other one. Our clock is different. Yes, we're still working on this, so you just have to be patient. Thank you so much. What does it say? What is it? What does it say? What does it say on this one?
It's not going to be set up. They'll be invited to join the
meeting.
But before the meeting starts, you can go in there and sign them in.
I will. If I could have this paper, which I probably should
have.
Own fault. I didn't put my finger on it. It's not a big deal. We'll get it done if they don't, you know, it's just too bad.
All right, here they are. Kathy, look, this is what it looks like. Oh, shoot. I got to mute myself.
have no audio.
Hello, can anybody hear us?
You have to unmute yourself if you want to be heard, Marianne. So I'm just, that's why Lori controls that, but you can unmute yourself.
I can hear you.
Can you hear us, Lori? Hello, Joanne, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you because I unmuted myself.
Okay, I don't know who's in, they're doing a strip show in one of them. So people ought to watch what they're doing when they're dressing on the screen.
What?
I think most everybody is unmuted.
Oh, there's one, two, Becky.
Hi.
Hi, Becky, can you hear us?
Yep.
Lori will unmute us. Okay, get over there, Russell. It's your turn. Take your paperwork. You're sitting on them.
I got everything I need right here.
How many show hours?
Yeah.
Shirley Morris, that's the name.
No, she's on.
Is she?
Yeah, right there. Did you bring the food copies with you? I don't have to go in.
Nod your head if you can hear, Cherie.
Fender bender on 192, and I got stuck.
unreal. We don't even have a computer set up.
I gotta go get the
We all need to ask them. We all need to speak very low. We need to speak very lowly because it's epic.
Hi, Lori. Are we waiting for someone?
Is Joe Prisco present?
That's what I'm asking. Are we waiting for him?
I don't know.
Do we dare start without him?
No.
Has he been in contact with anyone?
Not today. I mean, as far as I knew, as of yesterday, he expected to be here.
Lori, you got any news on him?
Can we unmute Lori?
Like I told you, I don't know anything about these Zoom meetings.
I just unmuted myself.
Sherry, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Who are you waiting for?
Joe Prisco, I believe. Our chairman.
Who was on the connecting that was getting dressed?
Well, it doesn't matter. It wasn't Joe.
Oh, well, okay.
If Joe's not there, Joanne can take over. She's first vice chair.
That's what I'm thinking. We should get started.
Apparently, Joe will be here in a little while. His system was acting up.
Okay. Thank you.
Becky, can you tell us if you hear Cherie?
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear Cherie.
Can you hear me, Becky?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Whoa. You got the things plugged in?
Was that Becky who had that a big echo?
Yes.
Don't lean in, Beck.
How did that, why, we don't want that happening. That hurts.
That's better. That's what I got. Device.
Maybe a little. I don't know. Oh, are you guys in the library together? That's why?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me? Cheryl, can you hear me? This is Cherie.
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. You can mute me now, Marie. I unmuted me.
I think you should go ahead and start.
Have you muted everything?
I have. Well, Jack is unmuted. Let's see.
Where's Keith? Joanne?
Yes?
This is Cherie. Can you guys start us and then Joe can step in if need be? I think the meeting needs to get started.
I would like to have seen this started on time, which is why I hope in the future that we could all be present and on for these little mistakes by 1:15 for the next meeting, so that 1:30 we start the meeting.
All right, so you're going to go ahead and call it to order?
I will call the meeting to order.
I think we should go back to having it at night.
Is Keith present to give an invocation?
He was there earlier. He's not in his chair now.
Okay. I don't have a flag present. I'm sorry to say I wasn't prepared for that. But if I'm going to ask that we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and if everyone just put your hand over your heart and say the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Will the secretary please call the roll?
Okay.
Where are you muted?
No, not right yet. I'm trying to do this other first.
Oh, you'd like me to unmute.
Is Gaston on?
Yes.
Call the roll, please, Gaston.
Joanne.
So what's going on? What are we doing?
Joanne.
I have unmuted myself. Sherry. I don't know why the host muted everyone, but all right. Gaston, I need you to call the roll if you can hear me.
Okay, I'm unmuting him. Just give me a sec. Hey, Gaston, go down there and unmute yourself on the bottom left, please.
But
I think the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Is someone with Gaston? Lori, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What do you need?
I need to have Gaston call the roll. Is he muted? And
okay, well, Cherie is in there trying to get him unmuted, please.
Okay, but when he calls the roll, if everybody is muted, they're going to have to know enough to unmute to respond.
What did you say?
I said, if everybody is muted, when the roll is called, they have to unmute in order to be heard.
Once the meeting starts, Joanne, I get everybody that is a trustee unmuted.
Yes, yes, you can. Yes, you can. I can unmute. Oh, I can unmute myself.
Not yet. Okay, you should be unmuted. Say something.
Beverly, please unmute yourself down at the bottom left.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Russ, okay. Can you unmute
yourself? No, I'm not unmuted. Can you hear me, Joanne?
Yes, Marianne, can you unmute Russ, please?
No, because you're not unmuted.
I unmuted myself before. You're
the host is not letting us unmute ourselves.
Look in there and wait for Lord and say okay.
Now,
okay.
Jack, unmute, please.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Barbara, we can hear you. Gaston, could you please call the roll?
Okay, here's a roll call. Joanne Gergen.
Present.
Beverly Elias.
Here.
Keith Richards.
Here.
Russ Livermore.
Russ here. I'm here.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Gaston Pelletier. I'm here. Barbara Whitnick.
I'm here.
Cheryl Moore.
Joe, I see you. Unmute yourself, please.
Is Cheryl Moore here?
Cheryl is saying she can't unmute herself. On the bottom left-hand corner of your
screen. Yeah, I'm here, Gaston.
Joanne, Joe's in.
Okay, good.
Joe's here.
And Cherie Morris is here.
Okay. Okay, we called the meeting to order, Joe. It's time for the chairman's announcements. You take it over.
Did you want to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, we did.
We already did, okay.
We're up to chairman's announcements.
Okay, so... Here's some of the things I need to go over. Jenny Getz, she checked with the supervisor of elections, and she said that Cherie could go ahead and go to the supervisors of elections and
Cheryl
try to
Moore.
Get.
Oh, never mind.
Try to get our election for November back in the park. So she needs to fill out some paperwork for that. So that's for you, Cherie. The second thing I wanted to talk to, I know there was a lot of complaints about the sale of the lawnmower equipment. I did get several complaints about that.
I did too.
So obviously we can't do it like that in the anytime in the future. Anything that's sold from the park has to come before the board. And we did take personal checks. We did take personal checks, and I don't think that we should take personal checks. I was told by several board members that we really need to take treasurer's checks, because once they get the stuff, that's that. Possession 9/10 of the law. So for the future, no more seals of any of our equipment without going before the board. If we have to do a special meeting, then so be it. That's what we'll do. So that's that.
Joe, I have a question.
Let me go through these, and then if anybody wants to make some comments.
Okay.
Oh, this is directed towards Ron Foote. Obviously, I got a letter from Marty Peterson, several letters, that he would like to be considered for the ACC board. So, Ron, I'm just asking you to at least consider him for the next opening on your ACC board. I would appreciate that. The other thing was that Barbara has a job, and she would like the meeting scheduled at 3 p.m. instead of 1:30. Because she has
to go back to have them in the evenings.
Right. Well, the 3 p.m. would be better. That way, Laurie can still do the meeting. I talked to Laurie, and you said 3 p.m. would be okay for you, correct?
6 o'clock.
No.
Well, 6 o'clock, then.
Laurie is gone.
Laurie is gone. Who's going to run the meeting?
I'm sorry, Barbara has a job?
I've had the job for 2.5 years.
She okay. said she has a job.
I have afternoon meetings. My life and soul get here today. I got to work now every single Thursday.
So did we want to, what did we want to do? Did the board want to change it to 3 or not?
Or go back to 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, 7 o'clock at night, then you have
to. We can't do it at night.
Listening. Lori needs to host the meeting on the computer. We need a host. You're going to pay Lori overtime every time we have a meeting? And who says she wants to be here at night? So would 3 o'clock work for everyone?
In the evening. We've had our meetings always in the evening at 7 o'clock.
Barbara, listen.
Work on Zoom.
Barbara, now that we're on Zoom, are you understanding we need to have a host for the computer to get everybody signed on? So an evening meeting doesn't allow it.
She's got from 3 to 4 to get everybody on. And everybody knows how to shut off.
Keep it at the same time.
I'll make a motion that we move the next meeting, the next workshop meeting, to 3 p.m.
I second that.
Okay, so we'll go to 3, and that's that. So our next
meeting. Wait, you only got a motion.
First and second. Okay, everybody in favor? Sorry. Say aye.
Aye.
Any people that disagree?
No.
No.
All right, you have to take a roll.
We have one no. Okay.
Gaston?
Two
no's.
Hello, Gaston, take a roll call. It's the only way you get the true number, and you have to write down the names of the people that refused it. Gaston, take a roll call.
Okay, Joanne.
I voted for 3 p.m.
Beverly.
No.
Keith.
Yes.
Russ.
No.
Jack.
No.
Thanks.
Gaston. No. Barbara.
Yes.
Cheryl.
Yes.
4-3.
It's 4-4. The Joe Prisco is the chairman. He makes the tiebreaker. What do you say?
Goes to 3. I'll vote on go to 3.
Then it's 5-4.
Sorry, I know people don't want it, but...
Well, here's the other question. Those who said no, my question is to you, is it that it's inconvenient or you will not be present at all?
I'm a no, Russ, and I'm not sure whether I'll be here or not.
Beverly?
Sometimes I'm not handy in the afternoons.
I can't. I work. I leave at 7 o'clock.
If we're going to lose more people than we gain, we should just leave it at 1:30.
Well, it's 5 to 4, but I don't want to see four trustees not be here and only have five present for, you have a quorum, but that's...
Right.
We have some important things to discuss, and I'd like to see the majority of the
perhaps we here. Should have discussed this before the vote.
Yeah.
I have a question. Why can't we go back to 10?
I work from 7 o'clock to 2:30.
So that doesn't do it. The 10 doesn't do it.
For 2.5 years, I think we should go back to heaven at 7 o'clock at night, like we're supposed to.
Well, we're not going to, Barbara, because there's a whole big difference between pre-pandemic and after, and there's a reason why we can't do it at night. Okay, so if I don't know how you're here today, did you take off from work today?
She did.
And forever to get somebody to take my place today, and I had to promise them that I would cover their butts for the next 3 months on a Thursday.
Is there a better day of the week that works for you, Barbara?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
Well, we could just move, let's just keep the time the same and move the day.
Well, because we have an established period of established days, the second and fourth Friday. It's in our bylaws, et cetera. So you Monday. Can't really go ahead and change all of that.
Oh. Oh, what do you want to do then?
What's next?
Changing it to 3 or?
My thing here would be, can we just change next month's meeting to a different day like we do when there's a holiday or something? Just, and then we can look at different days that could be changed if it has to be for the regular meetings coming back up. But since the next one is just 1 month away and it's a workshop, can we just maybe move that one day for now and then get on with the meeting?
But, okay, but you could do that, but you cannot do it for...
I understand.
Future meetings.
So we're going to keep
it. We have a bylaws that we have to follow.
Okay. So
is it going to be at 3?
No, we'll just keep it at 1:30, I guess. And what day?
I can't.
Hey, Robert.
I can't be here.
Hi.
I thought you said you had days you didn't work.
I work Mondays, and now I got to work now on Thursdays because I got here today.
Can I just make a motion that we move August meeting to Tuesday of that week? I can't remember the day.
25th.
Tuesday of that week at 1:30. Just the next month's meeting. I'd just like to make a motion that we just move next month's meeting from Monday to Tuesday.
I'll second that, Keith.
Okay, do we have, let's have.
Keeping the 1:30.
Keep it the 1:30 time. So instead of the 22nd, it'll be the 23rd of August.
No, 26th.
No,
25th,
no.
Joe.
I thought it said 22nd on the board.
No.
No, that's today.
It said 8:24.
No, August. I'm looking at the board when I drive into the park. I thought it said the 22nd.
That's today,
no,
Joe.
It said the 24th.
24th.
Does it? Okay, so 25th then. Going by memory, bad memory. Sorry.
All right. Let's start this again. Keith made a motion to move the workshop meeting from the 24th to the 25th at 1:30. It was seconded by Jack Emmerich. I hope the secretary has that correct. So now please take a vote on that, and I'll rescind the previous motion to move the next meeting at 3.
Okay, let's have a vote then. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody that disagrees? There is none. So we move it to Tuesday, the 25th of August.
And that will be the only one. In September, we go back to the second and fourth Monday of every month.
Right.
Period.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
That's it. The original date, the time too.
No, they can't do that.
Why not? We have a district manager. She always used to run the meeting. You can't learn the computer?
We'll discuss that in another time. We have to get on with this meeting. This it's already 2 o'clock and we've accomplished absolutely nothing.
One more comment then. I do get complaints. People keep telling about the speed limit. Please, everybody, remember the speed limit's 15 in the park. And also, people coming into our buildings are required to wear masks and social distance. So be careful if you're playing pool, I guess, in our pool room. Just be careful. Does anybody else have any other comments? Any comment from the trustees?
That's you.
That's it.
We'll get on.
Sorry about that.
we'll make our comments later.
Okay. Okay. The next thing is Ron Foot. I guess is he there to make a presentation? Ron Foot. Ron.
1 second. I have to find him.
Okay, go ahead. She's getting them. Hold on.
Joanne, real quick, do we need to rescind that motion of yours, or is that just gone now?
I made a motion to rescind it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ron.
I'm here now.
Okay, go ahead, Ron. Make your presentation.
Okay, Joanne asked me to speak about the colors in the park. I just thought I'd let you know it is in the book for about us that you're given when you're when you buy a place in the park here. The color section is on page 3, section 5, colors of the unit, and add-ons to the shed can be painted or resided, must conform to the value of the community in keeping up with the Florida color palette. Deep colors such as purple, blues, red, black, and browns must be approved by the ACC. Also, I believe it's the the board of directors, they approve the actual color palette. I've had it posted and I put it on the, my wife put it on the internet for me, and I know their old colors, but that's the ones that we have to deal with for now. They were what was given to the ACC, so I haven't, the way I understand it is the board changed it. We're getting a lot of people are getting letters concerned about their trailers, the conditions of them, the grass around them, skirting not being done, algae or mold growing on the side of the trailer. That's ACC isn't doing that. It's coming from the office. The letters aren't done by the ACC. I just wanted people to know that it's not the ACC members that are turning people in. Cherie has somebody going around, which she should have, and they're writing down the numbers and addresses of the people that are not compliant with the rules. So don't be upset with the ACC if you get a letter in the mail. The other thing is the ACC does have, if you're doing something on your trailer and you don't have permission and you get turned in for it, we're going to have to put a stop order on it. And the only people that can put a stop order on any of your work in the park is done by ACC member only. Not anybody else in the park. They have to get hold of an ACC member. And as far as Joe, as far as we have never gotten any applications from Marty. It goes to you, and we don't have any openings for him right now. So he'll have to wait until they have an opening.
Okay, thank you.
The other thing is going back to the permits. I know we talked last month about the permits. I'm not going to be real long because I know the meeting started late. Make sure your permit's completely filled out. Name, address, date, phone number. Make sure you sign it. Tell us what you're going to do. Also, you need to inform us on what contractor you're using. And then you have to fill out the number 4 on the front page, when will the work start, and try to give us a date. You know, I know contractors are busy and you're busy, but give us an estimate of when you can do it. And also, you have 90 days from the time you get your permit that their insurance is good for. The permit's good for 6 months, but you got to make sure to get going on your thing. Once you get going, you're okay. So if you are going to have an outside contractor work on it, we're going to need a copy of their insurance, and we're going to need a copy of their license to do business. And I'm making a folder, and I'm going to keep them here so that if for some reason they don't have it on them, I can, between us and the office, we can take care of the insurance. But we're trying to, we want everybody to still get it until for now. I guess that's probably it.
Ron, I have two things to bring up.
Yeah, go ahead, Joanne.
Several years ago, we had the trustees agree on a color palette. There were two color palettes. One was for the outside of your home, and we were particularly interested in knowing what color home would be coming in on new homes, and there was a wide choice. The second was the color palette for trim. You should have had, I think, two different color palettes. If you don't have them, then I think we have to go back to the drawing board and ACC come up with something.
Yeah, that's okay, Joanne. I went to the office because everybody's been asking about the colors, and this is what they gave me in the office. I didn't know that we were really in charge until I read some more today, and it's posted over there, the ones that they did give me. I put them on the ACC part of the bulletin board.
Right.
Well, we will look into it. If that's what we need to do, we'll look into the trim colors too then.
Okay. And another quick question is your ACC meeting still on for tomorrow?
Yes, it's still on for tomorrow. We're going to do it at the clubhouse. It's not going to be a Zoom meeting. We only have two applications right now, and I just didn't think it was worth wasting everybody's time to do a Zoom meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joanne.
Are you done, Ron?
I'm done.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, so our next person, if she's on there, HPPOA chairperson, presentation of activities. Are you there?
Marsha, you have to unmute yourself.
Here.
Hi, Marsha.
Hey.
Ready?
Okay. Go ahead with your presentation.
Okay, so I don't have some very good news, and I hope everybody understands, but I'm willing to take the brunt of it. Anyways, we have decided, HPPOA has decided that we need to cancel all events that are sponsored by HPPOA for the coming season. Now, if things lighten up, I think it's easier to put things back into motion than it is to cancel. So we have decided to cancel everything. All of the bands have been canceled and rebooked for the new season, 2021 to 2022. They were all, they responded well. Nobody is charging us anything for these. So I thought that was a good, they understood and were all in favor of us doing what we did. Now that's my thing. Now I posted it. Go ahead.
I had a quick question. When you say for the season, can you give us, is it till what? The end of April 2021? Is that your season?
Correct.
How do you consider that?
Correct.
All right. Just so we're specific about that and everybody has it in mind.
October of 2020 through April 30th of 2021. That includes all, whether it's bocce, cornhole, cards, darts, pool, of those things. It would not be worth our while to host a dance because we, at this point, with the mandate, we cannot host more than 50 people. And that obviously would not pay for the meal or the band. So, but however, you know, if it changes, we'll review and establish the if that's possible. But that is government mandated, trustee mandated. You know, I mean, that's all we can do.
Yeah. I have a membership.
Question. Go ahead.
Sherry? I'm sorry, Marcia. Sherry? Yes, Sherry here. I just wanted to know, that's all HPPOA sponsored events with the bocce and everything. Now, if four people wanted to get together and go play a bocce game, could they still do that? Is that like against the rules? It's not against the rules, right?
No, we are not
so
having
the clubs
any,
themselves.
The no, well, I mean, if the clubs want to do something, they are. We are losing our what do you call our liability, okay, for these events. However, if Sherry wants to play Wii bowling, for instance, that is up to her to coordinate it on her own.
Okay.
As long as her house is open, but they are also responsible to clean up after themselves, sanitize everything. That's not up to the trustees to, you know, make sure they do that.
Right. Okay.
It's just
thank you.
Incoming comment from somebody.
I don't have anything going on. I mean, I don't know who's wanting to comment.
I just have one comment, Marcia. Are you going to have the Tuesday, Thursday openings at the clubhouse from 10 to 12? Or how do people get a hold of the HPPOA if they wanted to talk?
Our numbers are
just
our numbers are all posted. The just office will not be open.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to clarify that. So the Tuesday, Thursday thing probably not going to happen, and the numbers they need to call if they want to talk to HPPOA about something.
Correct.
Okay.
The numbers are posted. They can call anybody about anything, any of the board members. We are still available for people, but there's no sense in opening because we're not sponsored.
Marcia, that means you won't be collecting any dues this year.
No, not necessarily. It's not like this is a year. This is a special year.
Yes.
And I hope that people would still want to sponsor. We're still going to go around and do membership. Becky is coordinating or going to try to find somebody. The person that we had for that has backed out of collecting for membership. But as far as I'm concerned, we and my members, we want to do membership. And I don't feel that we should suffer because of this. This has nothing to do with us. Well, it's not our fault that it's happening. So we are trying to keep everyone safe and feel that it's easier to pick up things but not cancel things. So we're going and easing everybody's conscious about what's going to happen, when and where. It's all just canceled until further notice.
I have a question. Does that, you will also then not be having HPPOA meetings, is that correct?
We are required, I believe, to have them October through April.
Okay.
So I would say we would have Zoom.
I haven't
got to set up a Zoom down there, you know, in Pennsylvania at this point. So I don't know how that would work, but I am willing to work with people and have a Zoom meeting. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And I think it's a good idea to, because you're going to be very limited in fundraising in any aspect. And it's really important. So the $6 for membership per year I think is really negligible. And I'm glad that you're going to continue with that personally.
Thank you. But also on that note, that you would like to have posted in the happenings, which still happens on 732, as well as, you know, the happenings, please get it to, if it's regarding activities and you want further volunteers to help you or, you know, work with you, anything has to go through Karen Carrera, and then go, Joan Cerrone is the only one that is to present anything to John Bottalegre for the happenings. So if you want something in the happenings, it has to ultimately go through Joan. If it involves an activity that you want some of your friends to join in, it has to go through Karen Carrera, who will then get it to Joan and submit it to John. And Becky Ernest is looking for a volunteer for me to do membership. You will have lots of help if somebody wants to coordinate it. So it was voted at the end of last year to resume doing block captains, who will also ultimately be doing welcome committee. The block captains will for each block. However, the one coordinating welcoming is going to be Carolyn Tracewell and Becky Ernest, but membership will be different. We'll be a different person as soon as Becky finds somebody. So if anybody's interested, please contact Becky.
Should I volunteer?
Yes.
Yeah, give her a call.
Who is that? Who volunteered?
Who said wanted to volunteer?
Carol Moore.
Check it out.
Well, give her a call if you want to volunteer.
Please do call Becky. Now, I don't know, trustees, I do have a question. This is my last bit, unless anybody has questions. My last question is that I was somebody mentioned to me, and it wasn't in stone or anything, but that we as a special district have to host one public event per year. Does anybody know if that is true or not?
I never heard of that, and HPPOA doesn't. And HPPOA doesn't fall into the special district rules or regulations. That's a separate private little club that we have within our own community. Absolutely not.
Okay. So my next question is, and I know I spoke with Dodie and she's open for this, but because the hall is closed to HPPO activities, would you guys be willing to host the flea market outside?
Host the flea market outside.
I can't see how that could happen unless things are drastically changed for the entire state, because you would have too many people coming in from all over, and I just don't see that. I think, unfortunately, that's a big fundraiser. I know that, but I think that should be absolutely closed until the following year. My own personal opinion. You could take other people's opinion on that.
I will. I will inform Debbie of that decision.
Well, it's my opinion. I don't know that it's been a whole decision. That's the way I feel. We're closing everything else. I can't see opening up something like that to the public. That's a little crazy.
Well, like I said, I thought I had heard through the grapevine. Nobody intentionally said you can't, but that we had to have one open event to the public.
No.
If that's not true, then since we're canceled, then we also need to cancel the flea market.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unless mandates open up.
It can be discussed at a later date.
Right.
Okay.
Marcia, can I add something into that?
Yes.
So if there's not going to be a flea market this year, will this mean they will not be allowed to bring up their stuff to the clubhouse?
I don't see. Dodie is discussing.
Been throwing money in the trash.
Okay, what was that?
This is just a storage area for people's things that they no longer want. And if this is going to be a year, we could be 2 years of accumulating all kinds of things. Do you think we should suspend that for this year as well?
I believe that we should, if we're not, unless the, you know, Cherie, we had discussed some space, but yeah, 2 years worth of stuff is a lot. So if you're telling me that the compound is not available for that much stuff, then it would have to be canceled at the point.
And even though we may have a little more space, I don't think we can accommodate 2 years worth of things from the park. So I probably think it's in everybody's best interest that we don't this year.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, Keith.
I was saying we could take in stuff and for 2 or 3 months, if we thought we were doing something where people could put stuff instead of on the curb or get rid of it, and just call up some charity, if they would just come pick it up and clean it out too. That way people would have a place to put stuff, and the charity could bring a truck and empty the place, you know, if we get too much.
Well,
I'm just throwing that out there as a possible something.
Yeah, and that sounds like a good idea, Keith, but I think that's up to the individual.
Okay.
If we're not going to collect it, then it's, you know, it's up to them to call a charity.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so if there's no more questions, we'll just move on then.
Okay, thank you. And I will.
Go ahead, Marcia. I'm sorry.
I'm going to contact Bill Fisher regarding the breakfast. I know that is a monthly thing starting in November. So I will contact him and tell him at this point it won't be happening. So
Mr. Fisher has gone in and cleaned out the refrigerator, and he's gotten rid of all of the maple syrup so far. So he's kind of on the ball, but I guess he needs to hear from HPPOA exactly what's going on.
I agree, and I will call him when the meeting's over. Thank you.
I'd like to add one more thing. Right now, the dining hall is accommodating bingo from 2 to 5 on Sunday. We are not taking reservations for any private parties. This means Christmas parties, New Year's Eve parties, and so forth. So I believe that's the only function that is going to be happening. And again, that's only 2 to 5 on Sundays. That makes it easier on our staff to sterilize the minimal amount of people that are participating for this function. So to date, this is the only thing that is going on in the dining hall.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so are we ready to move on?
Yes, please.
Let's go on to the approval of the June 22nd, 2020 minutes of the meeting. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the meetings of 6/22.
Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody that have any problems with the minutes?
Joanne Gagan, second that.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's unanimously passed that we approve the minutes of the meeting, 6/22. The treasurer's report. Did you want to say something, Keith?
Yeah, if you notice on the agenda, and anybody else that doesn't have an agenda, all these are posted in our website at holidayparkflorida.com, and you just go under revenue and financials, and you'll see all the financial reports there. They're up there now. We had a couple of little mistakes I made on some wording, not so much on the numbers. And so we got that changed around, but everything is pretty good. Right now, it looks like this, it's hanging up, but that's the front page. Basically, again, just points out the stuff. Like the first column just says, well, what happened in June, how much income we had, how much expenses we had, and therefore our income, was 81,000 something. Our expenses was 94,000 something. So basically, we had overspent by 12,000, but that was normal because our income is always low in the latter part of the year. But for the whole year, from October through June, our income is 1,120,000. The income remaining to get still is 55,000. So we've got 95% of our budget in now, and we're at 75% of the year. So we're ahead on getting our income, just like normally. The earlier it is, the more we're ahead of it. And then on the expenses, we've spent this year about 805,000. The expenses remaining, we have about 368,000. Therefore, we've spent about 70% of our budget, and we're at the 75% level. So we're a little below where we're budgeting for, but that's what basically this says, and it's backed up by the following pages. Now, some of the numbers don't match exactly because we have to post ahead. We have to make this report for some of the stuff posted in the actual books. So that's why some of the numbers are a little bit off. But everything adjusted. So far, the auditor has no problem with it. And the auditor last year, they said it'll catch up when we make our final report. So exact numbers.
I have a question, Keith.
Yes.
When you say income remaining, would that be taxes?
That's what we're still got to get from the state or from the county.
I have a couple questions on this report. I've got to be real specific about just a couple things because I have questions about a lot of it, but the bank charges.
That was a mistake on their part, and they have refunded them, but they just refunded them in July now.
Okay.
It took a while, but we got them.
Okay. And then why is our admin payroll already at 100% when we've got months left in our budget?
Because we're paying our admin out of some of our admin were temporary, and we budgeted them to temporary. So we're using temporary to pay some of the admin now, and so that's where we're getting the funds. We just haven't moved them.
So you're going to move the temporary amount up to the permanent.
But then I've got to revote. I don't know for sure how I would revote the budget we voted in. We're just taking funds that were budgeted in the people that we get to help, and since we hired them full time, we're taking some of that money and putting it in that.
Okay.
Moving it over there for now. I suppose I should probably do something if setting up a way of saying that we change that or report that by the end of the year.
Okay. And the same thing for payroll and gate. We're pretty high on that, and we've got all those months. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, we've done some changing at the gate, and they did some remodeling in the gate. We did after Bruce had left. We spruced it up so they look like they aren't living in the shack out front. So.
No, I'm talking payroll. I'm talking payroll is up at 97%. So I just don't understand why we're that high on payroll, because that's something is the exact same thing every 2 weeks. So I don't know how that's going to even out.
We gave them raises and stuff earlier in the year after the budget was voted on.
That should have been included. That should have been in the budget. And payroll raises should only go in October. If we stick to that, we'll be in line with our budget.
Yeah, but when Anguish Shortledge was there, and we went through and we just did across the board raise for the gate people, so we could and then we hired some new ones too. So I'll take a closer look at it, but there was a raise in there that has caused us to go over.
Okay. All right. Then I have a lot of questions about the numbers on here. I guess I need more explanation before I can vote on this. So I'm not. Okay. Do Keith, I'll talk with you later about it then.
Well,
it's just an explanation, which we don't need to spend the time now.
The thing is, Lori probably has your answers for you better as well as I do, and she's not a board member, so she would probably be somebody you could talk to on that too.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you're going to go ahead and vote on the treasurer's report?
Yeah, admit it.
Do we have a motion to vote on it then?
I'll make a motion to vote on the treasurer's report.
Okay, there's one. Do we have a second to the vote?
Second.
Okay, so do we want to, how many people want to let the report go as is? If there has to be any changes, we could make it, Keith, you can get back to us and we can change it.
The report is what's happened, and it is correct. It may not fit the a budget that we voted on earlier or over a year ago. It may not fit some of the spots. They may be over parts of, and we might need to adjust that or change, re-vote on the original budget from back before. But these numbers are what's actually happened.
I thought
we were approving the numbers that actually happened.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Didn't we discuss this before we gave them the raise, and we were going to discuss this in October?
Yeah, we didn't. You know, when we discussed this, we gave Sheree a raise, I believe, and that was it. We didn't give
anybody a raise.
So, Keith, we didn't.
But we had discussed this that we were going to look at it in October.
Right.
Just Sheree. We do that. With all the other ones are already set to have theirs raised or whatever you do at the beginning of the fiscal year. Sheree was the only one we hadn't that way, so we had voted on doing hers at the same time is what we voted
right.
on.
Okay, doing hers at the same time. All right. So it's substantially correct. So we had the motions in the second, so we're gonna vote everybody in favor of approving the treasurer's report. Say aye.
Aye.
Anybody in disagreement with the treasurer's report? Say no.
No.
Okay, we have Sheree.
Gerald said no.
Gerald, okay. So we have one no guest on, Cheryl. Any problems that you have with that, Cheryl? I guess, like Keith was saying, please call Laurie and she can go over with you.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Thank you.
You can do that. And if there's a problem that you identify, please bring it to the board at the next meeting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay.
So the next thing will be the Sheree, your district manager's report, please.
Hi, everybody. Near and far, I hope everyone is safe.
Hi,
Sheree. Hi. Hope everyone is safe and healthy and practicing social and safe distancing. Okay, I'm going to start off with last year we did replace some of the street signs. We have completed the replacement of all the signs now to include stop signs, speed signs, pedexing, and miscellaneous signage all through the park. Also, I'd like to add that we continue to clean the drainage grates and clear them. The gazebo floor has been painted. Sandy Lindsay chose the color. I hope everybody likes it. There are some imperfections in the concrete, so I think what I'd like to do is go back and float the floor, and we have some extra paint and repaint it. Maybe I'm a little OCD or I'm a perfectionist, but I would like to see it done where it looks perfect. The bulk of the grounds equipment has been sold. The park still owns the cadet mower. It hasn't run for several years, the Kubota mower. There may be a short somewhere, possibly the starter. This is a commercial diesel machine. Joe has contacted the distributor and will be making arrangements to have it diagnosed. They may purchase it or we may have it repaired and sell it ourselves. We also have the Pico Leaf vacuum. We will again post it for sale on Craigslist and eBay. These are items that we just don't use in the park. The leaf vacuum can accommodate a residential house or dwelling. It really does not work in a commercial setting as ours. We kept a blower, edger, weed whacker, all the chainsaws, all of the tools. We still have the two gators. Both of them are now in perfect working order. The one gator that was repaired for $400, we had been told by at least two mechanics the engine was blown. The cost to replace the motor was approximately $2,000. The fix-it shop, which purchased some of the equipment, repaired it for $400. So now we have both gators working perfectly. The 2008 Ford pickup truck, I've gotten three trade-in estimates, and the trustees have the attached. One is from the Kelley Blue Book. The other is NADA, the National Automobile Dealers Association. Another is from Boniface Hires Car Dealership. The trade-in guidelines range from $3,630 to $4,400. In the past year, the pickup has been driven twice. The interior is badly stained with oil, grease, beverages, etc. The back rear light is broken out. There are some body dings here and there, and some brake work is needed. I would like to purchase the truck. I am offering the park $4,000 as is. So I don't know, you guys want to vote on that?
It's up for discussion.
Okay. We do have the Yamaha golf cart. I'm not sure of the year. Joanne, maybe you know the year?
Well, it's not a Yamaha. I don't know what Yamaha you have. I didn't have a Yamaha.
All right. I was told it was a Yamaha. Can I rephrase that, Joanne? What year was your golf cart?
It was a 1997, I believe.
Okay. I said, okay, not sure of the year. There's new batteries and has a charger. Right now, it is used as a backup golf cart mode of transportation for all departments. Can you write that down? 97. Let's see. U.S. Lawns has submitted their new contract for the remainder of 2020 and 2021. I did give you one of their contracts, and I would like you to disregard that. I gave you a new one. They have agreed to scrape all the concrete ditches free of major soil buildup and accumulation.
Coming up later, so.
Remove tall weeds and debris. This will be done when the rainy season is over or close to it. I'm hoping for the end of August. We will see what Mother Nature has in store for us. This is included in their contract. They actually put it as another line item. So I'm assuming that that's going to be a regular occurrence if they submit their, and if they're chosen to be our lawn company.
This is not charade, it's Lori.
So I guess that's something for the trustees to look at as well. Their contract ends, I believe it's September 16th. We are fully staffed now. Derek Presley, former grounds crew staff, joined our maintenance janitorial crew. He will work three shifts per week. He works full-time at BJ's, so we welcome him back to our staff. I have indefinitely postponed my vacation in August to visit my family and attend my cousin's wedding in Connecticut. It's just not feasible at this time. I don't know what's going on with the COVID. I think it would be very selfish on my part. And I just don't think it's a good thing to do. So I have indefinitely canceled that. I will be taking off, however, the 29th, 30th, and 31st of this week. And I will be taking a week off the end of October, beginning of November. I will certainly give the trustees plenty of notice. And that's all I have today. Thank you so much. Be safe, everyone.
I have a question, Cherie.
Yes.
Is Cherie still there?
I am.
Okay. It's not in this written report, but another one that you had sent us via email, you said that the kitchen had been completely cleaned. Could you tell us who did it, when was it done, and how much did we pay for it?
Okay. We paid $500, and it was done by Let me find my report from last month. What I should probably do is read my previous reports. I just didn't want to take up a lot of the board's time.
Yeah, but these are part of the record. And if it's not in your written report, which gets posted on our website, then nobody knows what's happening. What we're getting from you is a listing of things without any substance to it. And it's really, the residents have a right to know who's done it, when it was done, and how much it cost us. It's their money.
Well, of course, Joanne. I would not hold back that information.
Okay. I believe you're looking for Classic Cleaners. Is that the one, the proposal?
Classic? Yes, ma'am.
So they are the ones that did it?
Yes, ma'am.
And where has anybody from HPPOA looked at it to be completely satisfied with it?
I have mentioned it. I don't know if they actually went and looked at it. I did look at it, and I'm happy with it.
You're happy with it. Okay. I have another question for you. In order to have complete transparency for everyone in this park, it's been said that, and I can't prove this, I don't know. I'm getting emails, and I would appreciate if you would be upfront with everyone. Your son apparently was hired to do some work. Could you please tell us what was the work he was hired to do? How many hours did he work, and how much did you pay him to do it?
My son was hired to come in. Could you grab me his file?
For the roof.
Instead of hiring, this sounds pretty crazy, but we had figured out if we hired a crane, what the crane would cost. So it was suggested that we hire, we rent heavy equipment to come in and put the panels. It's under Movers R Us. Oh, thank you. It was suggested that we hire. So after researching it, I spoke with Dave from Alpine, and I asked my son, who's licensed, bonded, insured, if he could come and lend a hand. So what we did is we had like four or five guys lift with our employee, lift the panels of the gazebo, which were about 150 to 200 pounds each. So he is, he has a moving company. He's a very big, large man. And he assisted with lifting the panels and putting them on top of the gazebo. So to rent a forklift, it was about $216 to $438. That was one company. Another company was $253 to $712 a day. The other company was $285 to $695 a day. And that didn't include getting it delivered and picking it up or the gas. So anyone who had met my son will tell you he's about 6'6 and weighs about 300 pounds. So he was able to... This was a quick decision, yes. Did we get it done? Yes. Was it done properly? Yes. So I hope that answered your question. He charged $250 for both days of him being here.
So it was $200 total.
$250 he charged for both days.
Each day or?
No. $250 total.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Okay.
So I have all the documentation here. In a file, if anybody would like to see it, I have probably 40 pages of his entire insurance policy and also his certificate of licensure.
Okay. I wanted it just out in the open so everybody hears it, everybody knows. I don't want any more emails on it. Thank you very much. And I guess the reason, as you know, 2 years ago, this community had its filled with nepotism, and we ran into some significant problems. So I just want to say that I'm saying this on for the record too. That's why everybody, I think, is a little on guard about all of this. So let's be out in the open. It's in, and your explanation is satisfactory for me. I hope it is.
Joanne? I don't blame you. I had no recourse. I was thinking, and I'm always thinking outside the box, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what can we do? How can we do this? And I'm like, my son can lift one of these panels up by himself. And he just so happened to have those 2 days free. And between him and Lou and a couple of Dave's guys from Alpine. Seriously, they literally saved us thousands of dollars getting those panels. Ron can attest to that. So can Harry. A couple of the other residents, when they looked and saw these panels, they thought it was an impossibility, but we did it. So, and it looks fabulous. So I apologize for any concerns or anything like that, but I'm very proud that it happened and it got done.
Okay. I'd like to know if we could just discuss the truck. Trustees, anybody have any questions, concerns, whatever?
Oh, well, $4,000, that's, you know, that's, I have a...
Oh, the truck.
Here's a, because you can't, that truck is a 2008 F-150 Super Cab XLT with a 5.4 Trinitron engine in it. Here's one here. Can't see it. Anyways, it's a 2010. It was a special edition for that year, but this one is the same truck. It's a 2010. It has 98,822 miles on it, and it's listed at used Ford Trucks, Palm Bay, Florida. It's $14,990. I think. If we're going to sell the truck, then we need to.
That's not what they're going to give you. That's what you're going to buy. All right. Well, we purchased this truck just 2 years ago for $12,000. One, I think we have the right to inspect it, both inside and out. And I want to know, really, why do we have to sell it? Why do we sell it?
Can I say something?
Yeah, I wish you would.
Okay. She said we only use the truck twice.
1 year.
We use the truck more than twice. When we repaired this light, okay, they went and they got lumber, they got different things. We get the,
we can.
What do you call that? They throw on the trees. Mulch. We used it for the mulch. I had signed checks, okay, for more than two times that we used that truck. I really don't think we should get rid of it.
Because we haven't used the truck since the lawn crew, since we outsourced the lawn crew. And also, I got a bid from U.S. Lawns to mulch the entire green spaces in the park and have it done right. So, if you know, the truck was used for mulch. However, companies did deliver the mulch. The mulch wasn't hauled with the pickup. I'm just saying, we don't use it that much, and it just sits there. The tires... you know, eventually going to dry rot. It's not run that often.
So I agree. We don't use the truck enough. We could rent a truck from U-Haul or across the street at Home Depot for $20 a day. My problem is $4,000 is too little for that 2008 XLT. Plus it has a cap. The cap is sitting in the garage. I think the low ball.
Joe, I was going to offer
$3,500. I'll buy the damn thing for $5,000 right now. I mean, and I'll sell it for $7,000 to $8,000. It's worth more money than $4,000.
Because of the low mileage.
It's got 50,000 miles. We bought it for $12,000. You know, you need to protect the income of the people in the park. If you want to sell the truck.
Okay, you're going to have to put some money into it. The interior is all stained, oil, grease. The back headlight is busted. There's some brake work to be done on it. There's dings. It's not pristine, Joe. It's not in excellent shape at all.
It's still a truck. It's a working
machine. I understand
machine.
That.
It's a working machine. It's not a luxury vehicle. It's a working machine.
You're giving prices like it is a luxury vehicle. It's far from it.
I'm just saying we could get more money. That truck is worth more than $4,000.
I'm just suggesting, or I'm asking that the trustees sell it to me. I understand it might be. However, I drive it and I see it. I've driven it, and I'm just looking at what I was given from the NADA, from the Blue Book, and also from Boniface Hires as the trade-in. And in good faith, I was offering the $4,000, and I was told.
I was told to offer three, and then I said 35, and I said, no, I'll offer 4,000. I think that's
okay. Good. That's all, you know, that's all well and good. Bob Shortledge has something to say, and he was the one that arranged the purchase of this truck. So I'd like to hear something from him if you don't
mind. And he has a truck too. So
yeah, I have a couple things to say. I've been buying trucks all my life, and I've been buying and selling cars all my life and everything just for as a hobby. There's a couple things we need to think about. Number one, when you go NADA Blue Book, that's trade-in value. That's when they're going to take a $4,000 truck and make it an $8,000 to $9,000 truck when they go to sell it. I just traded in a five-year-old truck. They gave me $24,000 for a five-year-old truck. They're going to sell that probably for $30,000 because it's a $50,000 truck. This truck we're talking about, new, was probably $42,000 to $45,000.
I'll be happy to get the price for you. That's not true at all.
I guarantee I've been buying trucks all my life. And there's other things. There's other things you need to talk about. Let's talk about one thing. When we have our maintenance guy or anybody go out of this park, they need to use that truck. The reason why? Because that's park property. If you use your personal vehicle to go out of the park and you get in an accident, your insurance finds out they will not pay for your accident. It's that simple. We need to have a vehicle here that needs to go get things when we have people to go get things, the maintenance people. Like I said, mulch. Why pay somebody when we already have a truck to do all this? We already have people to do this. But it seems though everything wants to be, you know, let's have somebody else do it. No, it's our money. Let's keep it here. Remember one thing, like I said, and then I'm going to be quiet here in a minute. Because of the insurance purposes. If you use your vehicle and you get in an accident, your insurance will not pay for your damages. Enough said.
Well, I can just tell you that if I run an errand or something, I'm covered under our insurance. And I'm not kidding about our insurance. We have to pay insurance on the pickup truck. And I will get a sale price on the pickup truck as it is right now.
I guarantee that truck right now, minimum $8,000. Minimum.
That's it. Minimum.
Well, you know, with it's not new, Bob.
Just from a hey, I sold a five. They gave me $24,000 for a five-year-old truck.
Well, and you got a $60,000 truck. I'd give you $24,000 too.
I think this conversation is getting a little out of hand.
Yeah,
the first thing we have to decide, do you even want to sell the should the community contemplate selling the truck? Right now, I'm going to make a motion that we not.
I raised my hand and nobody pays any attention.
Barbara.
Well, Barbara's going to talk too, but I'm going to make a motion that we not consider selling the truck at this time. If we want to discuss it at another meeting, because we have other things we have to discuss today, and it's not this. And maybe we could have some more figures on what the original purchase was. I would like to see pictures taken of the inside of the truck, by the way, or I'd like to visit it myself. I don't
What I've been trying to say.
Yes. And
I second the motion.
Take a look at it.
Okay, so that I'll let's make that. A motion.
No,
okay.
We got second, so everybody
I'll second that.
Table this truck.
Thank
thing.
You.
Everybody we're not tabling it. We're not going to do.
We're not selling it.
We're not selling it at this present time. We could discuss it in a couple of months if you need
to. Right now, it's not for sale.
Right.
I second that.
Everybody agree?
Agreed. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Anybody disagree? Okay, it's unanimous. That truck is not for sale at this time.
We have Barbara raised her hand and Becky.
Well, forget it because you already raised it and voted on it and everything.
Oh, it's not for sale. You didn't want to sell it, did you?
No. What I wanted to do is have a group of us go down and take a look at that truck.
Go ahead. I've already looked at it. The truck is worth, like Bob Shortlands was saying, it's worth about $8,000.
Okay.
It's a done deal. We're keeping it. So let's go move on.
We're keeping it.
Okay. U.S. Lawns, I have a question. They're raising their prices from $14,000 to $16,000 a month.
We're not to U.S. Lawns yet. Let's follow the agenda, please.
Oh, okay, then how about the stuff that was sold? I was told
We can let's go there after 7 minutes.
Trustees were notified of the sale of, they wanted to sell them, which I thought, even if we said, yeah, if they're old, we should sell them. They shouldn't have been sold until we had the meeting where the people in the park that paid for these items could vote on it. Was I incorrect?
Barbara, I think you are correct, and I'm going to make another I'm not going to make it a motion, but I'll make it this is the way I feel. No property belonging to this park should ever be sold out from under us, even if it's as legitimate as could be, without one, getting prices, coming to the calling a special meeting if need be. That way the buyer they would have to wait 1 week. Big deal. But during that time, they could go and get a bank check and not give us personal checks. They could have been halfway to Alabama with the stuff before that check cleared. So in the future, all property belonging to Holiday Park must come to the trustees for approval for sale. That's my story.
Okay, Joanne, I called every trustee on the board.
I know that, and that's illegal,
people,
and you should never have done
people
that.
People have to vote.
That's illegal, and you never should have.
No, I was not aware of that.
I was put
under the gun. I was pressured about the equipment. I've been pressured about it for a year, and after
nobody should pressure you. You're your own person, and you make decisions, but you should not be pressured into.
Well, I did call, and I spoke to every single board member before the equipment
was ever,
before the equipment ever left this park. I've been researching it for a year.
But it still has to come because the people in the park, it's their money, and they have to know what's going on.
Well, this should have come from the board. I did. I pulled every single board member.
It was done before I got there.
I thought I did the right thing. In the future, I will not even consider selling anything. That's it.
And actually, no, you should never be polling the trustees by phone.
Well, I wasn't told that. I was told, what are you doing with the equipment? About 20 times.
Yeah, well,
and I was put under the gun. I was pressured. And finally, I did something. And here
and
we go.
And you know what? You're at fault, but we're at fault as well.
I did what I was told.
I agree. And you know what? I take full responsibility because I was one of the people you called, and I never should have agreed to it. So that's the end of that.
Okay,
one.
So let's,
all right, let's move on.
We're done with that.
Okay, done with my report.
Okay,
let's
go on to number 11. Oh,
no! Becky,
Becky, go ahead. Rebecca.
I have a couple questions for Shereen. Mm-hmm. I would like to know if there's going to be lights and flowers around the
yes. I'm waiting for the floor to be finished. I don't want to ruin that floor. I want to make sure that the floor is finished and it's pristine. We can work on the lighting though, but I don't want to mulch it and plant. Also, I'm waiting for the bid to come in from US Lawns. I'm still negotiating for the mulching of all the green spaces in the park.
Okay.
If we agree, if the board agrees to their bid for the mulching, then that should be included because it is a green space. So before we spend a couple $100 or whatever it is, I don't know what it's going to cost exactly to mulch around the gazebo. Let's find out if they're going to mulch the green spaces and include the gazebo in with the mulching. Or we can just go off and mulch it right now, next week when the floor is finished, and spend and pay for it ourselves. My suggestion is we wait for US Lawns and have them do it when they mulch everything else. However, we can get the lighting up and running before that, for sure.
Okay, I have one other question. What's going on with the dumpster on Green Hill?
Pardon?
What's going on with the dumpster on Green Hill?
Can't hear you.
I've spoken to her. Her name is Andrea. She's from Minnesota. Anyway, it seems it's in litigation. There's some kind of legal suit going on with it. I thought about it today, and I believe we need to be more aggressive. If it's in the court's hands, then we need to speak
and talk to the attorney and possibly get our attorney involved. I was trying to avoid the cost. However, if we have to fight her attorney or if we have to fight the court system, then we're going to have to do it.
If there's no other questions, then I'm going to make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Wait, Joanne, this is Marianne. Russell did not hear who Becky asked Cherie about. So could she?
What? It's the house on the corner of Greenview and Holiday Park Boulevard. It has the roll-off red dumpster in it.
You're talking about the red dumpster. We've complained about it. That was one of the trustee comments that was going to make.
Why can't we call them and just have it picked up and let them put a lien on her house?
She's in litigation with the company. And it's just like when we had a derelict boat in the storage area, we were instructed that we could not remove the boat or have it towed because it was in litigation.
That's right.
I will become more aggressive, and I will definitely have a better report on that in before August meeting, but hopefully a resolution before then.
I hope so.
Okay, it smells bad.
It smells terrible.
I know.
I'll make a motion to accept the manager's report to be filed.
Okay.
And second the motion. Second. All those in favor that accept the manager's report, say aye.
Aye.
He's in disagreement, say no. Okay, that passed unanimously. I think the number 11, future reopening of the clubhouse. We already got an answer to that. So we're not opening the clubhouse. HIPAA.
Well, we're opening it for limited because it's already open. For
Very limited. Very limited. So we're not opening it full. Just the next one is a motion to open the clubhouse, and I'm not going to make a motion to open it. Is anyone going to make a motion to open the clubhouse? This is what this is. Motion to approve the reopening of the clubhouse. Is anybody going to do that?
Isn't it open now? It's just we're not having.
It's just for the bingo. That's it.
That's just the dining hall, Joe. The rest of the building is open and
right. That's what I'm saying.
I thought the card room was open for just a group, or the pool room was open, but not organized.
So. But this
the only thing that's organized in this building is bingo from 2 to 5, and that's in the dining hall. And I'm discouraging any use of the dining hall. The floors have been waxed. The kitchen has been deep cleaned. There's no reason why anyone should be using the room, obviously, because we can't have large crowds, and it's not being reserved for any functions whatsoever.
Cherie, but... Now, if somebody, one or two people want to come play pool, the pool room is open?
Pool room is open. The card room is open. The library is open.
So it really is open.
It is.
It's not any organized. We're trying
to. So this really shouldn't be on the agenda because we're doing exactly what we want to do right now.
We're doing what HPPOA, we're following in their footsteps, so to speak. And we're just reinforcing it by saying we're not accepting any reservations for the holidays, regardless. Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, no, it's off limits. And again, the board agreed to allow bingo, and it's from 2 to 5. They've been very conscientious. The tables are separated, 2 people per table. So far, it has worked out well for the players and for our staff.
So can we, if this has to be a motion that needs to be voted on, I don't see anything that we're going to change in the way that it's being done now. So do we want to make a motion to say the clubhouse is to be used as it is now in limited use and no big official congregations or events?
I would like to be more specific and say that dining hall is not reserved and to be used for any parties or any functions. There's a lot of other things to do. They have no reason to go into the dining hall. That's my suggestion.
Russ, go ahead, Russ.
I'm still shooting to get the trustee meetings held there on a regular basis also. And until we have our snowbirds and our Canadians back, which is in doubt now, I don't anticipate a large crowd at any meeting. This Zoom meeting is the worst thing I've ever had to do in my whole life.
Russ, I want to apologize. We were a little off today. There were some technical difficulties here in the office and also within the library. So this was a very unusual time. Usually the meetings were getting better and better as we went along. So
last meeting was good, but today and the previous ones were terrible also. So
no, this one was...
One out of four that I've attended has been terrible.
Well, maybe you should come back to the office and start coming into the library.
I have one thing I'd like to say.
Worse than the library.
Can I speak?
Go ahead, Beverly.
Thank you. Right now, they don't have that many girls playing and guys playing bingo. But when the time comes that we start having a lot of other people coming down and wanting to play bingo, I think that's when we're going to have to close it. And
I agree.
Have to think about that.
Right, yeah.
We never have more than 20 or 30 people.
Well, I'm just voicing my opinion. I look out at the pool and I see 12, 14 people congregating, not practicing safe distancing, not even shoulder to shoulder. I'm concerned.
Right.
We enforce the masks in the building, of course, and also in the library. Well, that is the building. But when I look out and I see that, I'm questioning, you know, what's going to happen in season when everybody comes back and they want to have functions. They want to get together. Okay, they're not concerned about their safety. I'm concerned about the whole park. I'm concerned about the staff. We don't know where this is going. Am I overreacting? I don't know. I don't think so, but I think we need to keep our building safe.
I was with Sherry the other day when she saw...
I wish I could enforce the pool more, but I can't. I'm not out there, and I'm not going to be a pool monitor.
Well, I'm the pool monitor, believe me, and she knows that because I come in and talk to her all the time. But I know that we've had people congregating the other day. Sherry and I were both looking out the window at the same time. I did talk to a group of girls, and I did talk to the class there. They got kind of mad at me because they're worried they're going to lose their class, but I'm just asking them all to be safe. That's all I'm asking them.
Absolutely. So do we need this clubhouse motion on, or do we just cross it off the agenda? What was the purpose of having it on the agenda?
I don't think there is a purpose. Just continue things the way they are.
I think what we need to do is be more specific and say that the dining hall is closed to activities except for bingo on Sundays from 2 to 5.
Right.
And then the board can make a motion if they choose to have meetings maybe in the fall. Open it up for the once a month. I don't think that's a good idea either.
Well, I'm gonna add, not only should the dining room be closed, but let's add the kitchen as well. So it's very specific.
Okay, right. Agreed.
For now, at least until October, we have to continue our meetings via Zoom. We can readdress this subject later on, but right now I think we have to continue via Zoom.
So can I make a motion to officially close the clubhouse, dining room, and kitchen, except for bingo.
Correct.
Till October 2020, and we will readdress it.
Yes, that's a good motion.
We'll do that. Everybody, who seconds the motion?
I'll second it.
Who's that?
Everybody in favor of that? We'll just have a limited adjustment. Say yes.
Aye.
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 Aye. Anybody that disagrees, say no.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Oh, we have a clubhouse. No from Russ. And who else said no? Was two no's?
I don't think so.
Okay, one no. Russ was in disagreement. You got that, Gaston?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, why don't we move on to the next issue so we can get done? The approval of inventor applications. I've looked them over. They look, you know, pretty self-explanatory. Does anybody have any problems with them before we vote on them?
Can I just say?
Let's make a motion to accept them, and then we can.
Oh, you want? Okay, all right. Okay,
then we. I'll make the motion to accept the, as they are, the renter and the owner.
I'll second.
Second. Everybody in favor of accepting them the way they are now?
Say well, yes. You need a second. You need a second to Keith's motion.
I thought somebody did second it.
I seconded the motion.
Then you need
okay, everybody in favor then? Say yes.
Do we discuss it first?
We need to discuss.
Oh.
Okay. Let me just
motion
say,
to approve. Okay, all right. So we have had a
motion. I think they look very nice.
Okay. The discussion is this was redone because a resident brought to our attention that there was a fee when you went from one unit to another unit, and he thought it was extremely unfair. So we waived that fee, and it's indicated now on the application. That's the only change to the application. Now you can take a vote.
Okay.
Can I just say something? There's a couple things that I saw on there. It's nothing information-wise that's different, except I think an owner's phone number needs to be added. And just some of the, this is my proofreading eyes getting this. Some of the margins aren't exact. Aesthetically, I think it could be improved a little bit, but the information itself, I think, is spot on what needs to be.
Cheryl, I see phone numbers listed on here as well, cell numbers and current home phone numbers.
No, that's for the renter. I'm talking about at the beginning of each form, it asks for the current owner. I suggesting a line after that that says a phone number, owner's phone number, so that they can be right there if you need to be contacted.
It's all on here, Cheryl.
It's on the second page.
No.
You're talking about the new owners.
Signature process.
Oh, why do you want the old owners? We have it.
On the renters, at the top of the form, it says rental or non-owner. Property address, current owner. Shouldn't that have the current owner's phone number on it? You're at the bottom when you say applicant current home number, that's the applicant's name.
No, it's not.
Number.
It says, no, if it's numbered 1, 2, 3, look at number 3 on the rental. Number 3 asks for the current home telephone number.
Of the applicants.
Yes.
Not the owner. That's of the applicant, the renter.
You don't ask for the owner except for the signature of the owner for a rental. And we can, if the owner, we always check it. And if we need to contact the owner, we have it in FilePro.
Okay, fine.
We have a motion and a second.
We need to vote on these forms. Everybody in favor of accepting them the way they are?
Yes.
They
are.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Any negative? No? Okay, that passed. Okay, Gatehouse Committee presentation by Beverly. Go ahead, Beverly.
Okay, my main things that I want to talk about today is this. We had a break-in on Keystone.
Does this have to do with the gate, Beverly?
No, it doesn't. And I already told her that I wasn't going to speak on the gate.
What you're going to speak about, we could do it later on in comments. But let's start on with what is on the agenda. Otherwise,
Beverly, can you turn it over to Terry Steimer, please? And then under comments, we can address the break-in.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Terry.
Wait, Terry.
I can.
Hello.
Okay, so it's the gate.
So why are we not talking about the gate committee?
We are. I think Terry
said Terry
going to do it rather than Beverly.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You did all the talking.
Okay. Here's the situation. Here's the situation. If you got the forms that were mailed out to you, please bring your attention to page 2. And
okay, we can't. That's something's wrong.
Yeah, we're getting a ton of feedback.
Get a lot of feedback.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Barely.
We barely heard that, yes. Oh, squealing. They're squealing. Is there someone sitting next to you?
Many people in the library close to each other.
Close your other microphones, then.
They're close to one another. They shouldn't be. It's the point of being stupid.
We don't have enough room for all the people.
Volume is down. If it goes anymore, I won't hear it.
Oh, my gosh.
You can hear it. You just can't talk. You will hear it, you just can't say anything.
Let me turn your volume down just a little
bit.
All I can say is
that
I can't
right here. This is where it is.
Your volume control is right here.
We're going to get somebody to survey.
I can't hear it.
The gatehouse.
I have it where I can hear it.
Okay, that's your.
Ring change again.
But if you put it too loud, the reverb is going to drag me up.
I know, but I didn't have it about that.
I don't know.
Did anybody hear what I just said?
No.
Okay.
I can't hear it at all.
We're going to get somebody to survey out at the guardhouse before we make any decisions on what's going to be going on.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't we just table that one?
You hear it?
We're
I can't hear it.
What are we surveying, Beverly? I'm sorry.
The gatehouse. Out by the clubhouse. I mean, not the clubhouse.
Gatehouse?
The gatehouse.
Out by the gate, we're going to survey it all to make sure that if we can do anything, we want to make sure that there's not an electric.
I can't hear a word she's saying.
You know, pipes or anything else around, and see what we can do to improve it.
What's wrong with this?
I can't hear a word she's saying.
Can you hear me now?
Somebody needs to.
Can you hear me now?
I heard you, Terry.
Dads are almost getting
they're all muted. What's wrong with it? The only one you want to hear is Barb.
The purpose of this.
I'm sorry.
Couldn't hear her.
Can you hear that?
She said something, and I couldn't hear what she said.
The purpose of our group asking for your attention today is because we want to make some changes at the gate. The reason for that is the number of people who are coming in on the exit gate. Is that clear? Everybody hear that?
Yeah. That's not bad.
We've received two letters. One was from a guard shack that pointed out the guard was nearly hit by a delivery truck that decided while pulling up to the entry lane behind two stop vehicles to swerve into the exit lane and speed past the guard, just as he was stepping out from the guardhouse to give the visitors information. A midday guard was nearly hit by a vehicle coming into the park.
Can't hear anything he's saying.
Right. It's too much reverberation.
Please. All right, everybody hold on. I'm going to mute everybody so that we don't have a feedback. Just 1 minute.
Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara needs to be muted.
Barbara's the one that has to be muted.
Mute Barbara.
Okay, I'll unmute her.
Shut her down.
I'm muted.
Good Lord.
Okay, Terry. Okay, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to try to make these things short. The situation is a lot of people at this point in time, from 3 to 5 a week, are coming in the exit lane. And it's evolving into a situation for our gatekeepers, because at one of these times, they're going to be hit, cause injury to them, and perhaps a suit to us. So we've got to do something that we feel like to try to solve, even if it's a temporary situation, that effort at the gate. There are a few people that fell along the same tune that I did when I got that information from the gatekeeper, and they wanted to talk about getting together and making some corrections on the roadway. that we can do to help in this situation. So we got together and with what are the ideas of some additional pavement striping should be done.
Would be directional.
That would be directional. Facing out the exit lane. Directional errors facing in the in lane. A statement on the out lane saying do not enter. A crosswalk from the gatehouse across the out lane to the in lane. And also a pedestrian crossing sign at the out lane stop sign, which has already been accomplished. We would suggest when a vehicle enters the out lane coming into the park, their license plate number be taken, the police contacted, and they be ticketed. Now, I don't even know if that's feasible, to be honest with you, to tell you the truth. But I do know that those arrows and the do not enter sign can be done, and it can be done by us. What I would need is 5 traffic monitors, and the idea is to run traffic for 4 hours, one day, one morning, out the southern gate, trailer gate, southern trailer gate. We close off the entrances and exits lanes. We go ahead and paint the arrows and the do not enter at the crosswalk. Then we open them up after drying. Shouldn't take any more than 4 hours. And we have traffic monitors at the trailer gate. We have traffic monitors at the road entrances on both ends of the gate. So what I'm asking from you all today is good wishes and Godspeed, and you would help us with this endeavor so we can help those gatekeepers keep safe.
Personally, I've looked over the what you proposed with the arrows. I think it's a great idea.
I agree.
It should be done, and I think it should be done ASAP. And so I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead with that. I don't know who's going to do it and how you're going to do it in-house. So I'd like to know a little bit more about that. But if that can be done, then I think we should go ahead and do it. It's a minimal cost, and it's certainly, I think, if anyone can read, a good way to stop those entering in the wrong direction. So that's
my question. I'm sorry. Sorry.
My question would be, I know you've talked about the stencils, the arrows, the crosswalk and stuff. Can we get our hands on the correct paint to put on blacktop so that it stays there and doesn't peel off in 2 weeks? That would be my only concern. If you can do that, I say let's get it done.
Absolutely.
The stencils have been bought. They were $235. And the problem with the stencils that were here, they were thrown away by a previous director, administrator, or whoever. Okay. So we had to get the new stencils. Now, of course, the development's going to use those stencils forever. I mean, there's lots of streets that need refreshing.
And the paint also.
I striped the city streets that I came from before I came down here for 8 years. There was 500 miles of city streets that I striped every year. So I'm very familiar with striping. I'll direct the painting. Lou and Dwayne, they use a stencil, they lay it down, they paint over it, and then it's a time for waiting for a drying. The paint is available at Home Depot. It's a fast drying roadway paint.
Okay.
So you second?
And I can see that that's the material bought. The entire job will end up costing with stencils and paint about $300.
Well worth it. I second your motion, Joanne.
Joanne, I want to make sure that you all realize it says striping and not stripping.
Got it, girlfriend.
Okay. Just so we're on the same track. Because I would have been up there volunteering.
Oh.
I do need about five traffic monitors in order to keep the traffic flow going during that period of time. If anybody's listening and they would like to volunteer, call the office and Sheree will get their name and number and I'll call them. We can arrange this. Then it will just be a matter of looking for the right weather. Because we don't want the paint down and it's wet and it rains and washes it all away.
Okay.
Good luck. Do it as quickly as possible.
Okay, so we need to vote on it. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody disagree? Say no. Okay, that passes. So go ahead and do it,
Terry. Thank you very much. I do.
Okay. So
thank you, Terry.
We move on to the deed restriction presentation. Who's doing that?
Here.
Deed restriction. Oh, Gaston, are you doing that?
No. Becky's going to be doing this.
Becky? Okay. Becky? Are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Deed restriction presentation?
I need unmuted.
We can hear you.
Can you? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're unmuted.
Okay. We have been working on this for now. There's four things that we are working on. The one is to change the bylaws to allow for two properties to buy a resident, but with the stipulation that they must.
Something. She's gone.
She's gone. We're not hearing her.
Owner might live in the park or whatever, but at least they have to live in the park.
Becky, we're not hearing you. You're very broken up, wherever you are.
Okay. We'll put him on hold and I'll take the call. You fix Becky.
Becky's gone.
I'm sorry, but this is what we have right now. So I will, I am Lori.
We can hear Lori talking on the phone.
Give me the phone. Hold on. Can you take that over this? Can I help you? This is Sheree.
We can hear Sheree talking on the phone.
Okay, she walked away. I don't know what happened to this. I walked away.
What Becky disappeared.
Who?
Becky.
She's right here. I see her.
Well, she, she's gone.
No, I'm here.
There she is.
Oh, continue.
Okay, there you are.
Okay. The second thing is about the caregiver.
We
need to have a schedule when they need to renew their applications. They should not be good ad infinitum.
Becky? No.
Yes.
You need to go back to number one because we could not hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. The first bylaw that we were working on is about ownership and the number of ownership within the number of properties that someone can own. We would like to change that from one to two, but with the stipulation that the owner must live in one of the properties. You can't have somebody from outside of the park buy two properties.
Okay.
The next one was, we're working on the fine structure. And what we're proposing, as long as the office has the correct northern address and phone number, what we're suggesting is not a problem. The other thing is right now, when properties are sold, the survey stakes are not always there. When either for a new home or for selling of an existing home. And we would like to get some wording in on that so that that gets taken care of. And we have changed all of this and we've got in the trustee's mailbox, there will be a copy for each trustee and the red is what's to get deleted. The green is what we would like to suggest. The it can also be posted on the bulletin board for anybody that's listed there. I don't know if there's anything else that any of the trustees feel we should be working on at this time. Say so.
Okay. Well, can I just?
Yeah. Go ahead, Cheryl.
I just had a question on, well, first of all, I only got three items, and I thought you said four, so I missed one somewhere in the communication.
Caregivers.
And then, okay. And then the other thing is, this isn't, we're not voting on this to be changed right now.
No, we are not voting on this. All I'm doing is telling you that the trustees will get a copy of what we are proposing.
Okay.
This is no vote. It's going to have to go to the attorney. I'm sure they'll play with the language.
Okay. And caregivers?
Bare beginning.
Caregivers, was that the fourth item on the?
It's the number of properties, the caregivers, the fine structure, and the properties being
surveyed. Survey state. Okay.
Okay, I think that's good. We can review that, and we could have. We might have to even have a special meeting on this one. But right now, we could go. We have to go back and wait till most people are here anyway. So, but it gives us plenty of time to look at it, review it, and discuss it.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
Okay, number 15.
It's going to be their issue.
I think we
kind of discussed
the lawn contracts. I've looked them over, all three, and I have my opinion. Any comments on the lawn contracts? Did you look at them?
What's your comment, Joe?
What's my comment is?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the one that
I know
did the
you must
thing.
Have one.
To me, I don't like people. If I make a comment, he's biased and this and that. U.S. Lawns is the best fit for the park. Period. You want to change to another contractor, that's up to you. They're a bigger company. They have way more management. They have all the equipment for anything that needs to be done in the park, including cleaning our canals. I reviewed their thing. They're going to throw in a canal cleaning per year in our dry season. They fix the things that they break. I think we should stick with U.S. Lawns. That's my opinion.
They're increasing their 14,000.
Yeah, they did increase their prices. $180,000, $700 some odd dollars.
$10,750. They increased it too.
Okay, so it's a.
They're in line with the others, and I they're not my first choice. But since we've been with them for the past year, I say we give them the benefit of the doubt. They've offered to clean the canals, and it's spelled out right in the contract. They added line number 13 expressing that. They have also offered again, I'm waiting for the updated bid on mulching all of the green spaces. Again, they're not my first choice, but I think that because we've already been into the contract, I think introducing a new company to the park, we'd have to go through the same time frame,
learning curve,
period of adjustment. I'm not ready to do that. And also, I don't know. I think that we should just stick with them. We do have a month-to-month contract. And if at any time we're not happy, we can always change it. I did request that they give us an additional person on their team, beef it up a bit, because they were complaining they weren't able to get the job done in the time frame that they were allotted. But the board can, obviously vote on what they choose. But those are my feelings.
Okay. The only comment I have is their contract is up 9/11. Everybody should remember that date. Let us not forget. So we have to, I think you have to decide rather soon, because otherwise you have to give them 30 days notice. But I'm in agreement. I feel that they've taken a year to get their act together, and I think it does take that long. When you consider what they have to go around on these lawns, it's not an easy.
I agree.
It's not doing a commercial property. That's for damn sure. Their increase is certainly well within budget and well within reason. They're the only ones, if you look at the verbiage in all of the contract, that does not require a certain percentage as an automatic increase each year. They will probably increase each year, but they don't say 3% every year, whatever. And if you look at the contracts again, there was one company where they wanted to store their equipment here in order to do that. And I think that's a no-no, absolutely. So for me, I would say we renew their contract. If anybody feels that you want to have a representative from U.S. Lawn to be on Zoom with us, we could hold a special meeting. But other than that, for me, it's just hold, sign the contract.
Raise my hand. Can I ask a question?
Is that Barbara?
Barbara, are you talking? What do you need? Barbara, did you want to talk?
Oh, okay.
I'm on the end of them finishing up every time they come here to mow the lawn, and they never do this side of the street and blow our driveways.
Beverly, are you saying they never mow your side of the street, or they never blow it off on your side?
Blow the driveways off.
Okay.
The whole carport. There's a house right up there right now, two doors down from me, and it's proof. All the dead grass is right in their carport.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to make a suggestion. We hold a special meeting. Have U.S. Lawns come. Let him verbally hear from all of the residents and see what they could do.
Because every time they leave here, I have to go out and clean it up.
Yeah, I know.
Who's
Beverly.
Talking?
You know what? Beverly and Joanne are talking. Joanne's been talking all day.
For the people who are waving your hands, please be patient. Public comment is next.
Yeah,
we'll be able to speak then.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Beverly, were you the...
Can I ask the question that I raised my hand for?
Go ahead, Barbara.
Look, I just want to know. They're raising from $14,000 a month to $16,000 a month?
No. No.
Their increase is $10,750 annually.
What?
$10,750 annually.
They're raising it $10,000.
$750.
And that's well below.
Well, I can't.
All other
no, it's not. It's about it's a couple hundred bucks here and there.
Yeah, and you're lucky you got those kind of three bids like that, because years ago we didn't get one bid for under $230,000, and that's how much we spent on our lawn crew. By the way, if you want to look up what lawn care cost us, was over $200,000.
So this is a financial benefit for the park.
Yeah.
It's less
than Beverly, were you the one saying that your job?
On the most part.
Are you done, Barbara?
Barbara, are you done?
I'm finished.
Okay. Any other comments?
Was Beverly the one saying your driveway never gets blown off?
Right.
Who was saying that?
I have talked to them over and over and over again.
You have talked to them? Through
yes,
the office? Through Joe?
No.
Joe, were you the one doing that?
No, it's not me. She never said anything to me. It's the first time hearing of it.
Because weren't you one handling complaints for the...
I was. She never complained to me about what she's saying. She never said anything to me about it. I never got a...
Because I've just been going out and cleaning it up myself. That's the way I...
Well, then you can't gripe about it if you don't tell us
what... Because they're gone. At night, they're gone that day. They're gone. That's there. I told
you. You could have told me. I could have straightened it out.
Right.
But anyways.
Right. But it's... For the most part, I think they do a really good job.
I think they do too.
So I've talked to them themselves in person, and I've told them that I'm quite upset, and they don't care. They don't come by and do a great job.
Okay. Why don't you talk to Lou?
I'm going to talk to Shereen.
Lou is handling that.
Joe, Lou is not handling that right now, Joe. We haven't gotten to that point.
Okay. He's off of it.
No, he's not off of it. We're fine-tuning. He has other issues, other job things that he's doing. We haven't gotten to that's one of our goals here.
I'm going to say one more thing, and then I think I feel like a motor mouth. But I've been living here for 21 years, and I'm going to tell you, up until we've gotten U.S. Lawns or an outside contractor, and Russ Livermore, you back me up on this, there was never one meeting, not one meeting, that this trustee board ever had that there weren't complaints about the lawn crew.
You're
every
right.
Single meeting. And you know what? Here we are, retirees. What did we worry about years ago? Whether we had could pay the mortgage, whether our kids were going to be home on time, whether they're going to have a job. So what do we do now? We sit around. We have nothing else to complain about except whether the damn grass is sticking to the side of our houses.
Right on, John.
We should all have such problems.
Oh, okay.
Call the question.
Okay.
I can honestly say no matter what company we get in here, there will be fault found with them. Okay, this is what we do. You know, at least we don't have to monitor every second and follow them around on their lawnmowers. There's a people that are responsible for them, which is awesome. So I'm in total agreement with Joanne. Chill out and let us take care of it.
Yeah, I'll chill out.
Okay, Beverly, we're going to see what we can do. And if we can't, we'll all come over with a broom and sweep your driveway.
Don't stop it, huh?
There we go.
I'm not a child.
Well, we did keep a blower. We can get Dwayne down there with the blower.
Call the motion.
Dwayne, go down there with the blower. Are we going to go to public comments now so we can be done?
Aren't we going
to
deal with this, Joe?
What's that?
Aren't we going to deal with this lawn issue?
Well, it wasn't on the agenda for a vote. It was just a discussion. Do we want to go ahead and vote?
Not voting on it. It's just
there's
no vote.
Yeah.
I thought Lou and Cherie were doing the lawn.
It says discussion of lawn contracting concerns.
Okay. So I think we're done, right?
Yep.
Maybe hold it up for a vote in August. I'd like to wait and get the mulch bid from them.
Okay, let's wait.
Yep.
Did the public want to make some comments?
Yeah, I think there are public comments waiting. Laurie, are you there?
I'm here.
You want to go ahead and stop picking the
public comments? Let's see who's got their hand up. Diane, you've had your hand up forever.
Okay. Diane, then.
Marianne.
Are you saying Marianne or Diane?
Diane Russo. Hang on. I'm trying to unmute you. Takes a minute.
Oh, is that the stuff going to the doggy place?
I see that, but it's easier.
Don't put that on top of me.
There you go.
We're there.
I think I'm unmuted.
You're unmuted.
Okay, my concern was I had turned in the proper forms and pictures of the damage the lawn crew did to my house, and I want to know where we're standing about the repairs, and if we're not using them, who's going to make the repairs?
All of the complaints have been turned into U.S. Lawns, and if they haven't followed through with them, you need to contact the office.
I'm in New York right now, and when I left, I had turned everything in.
And I had turned everything into Josh and also with Shane. Those are the two.
Okay.
Josh is the account manager. Shane is the operations manager. Usually I turn them into Josh. And by the end of that week, he gives me the resolution, whether he stopped by. And usually that's what they do, is they stop by. And then if they can't reach you, they'll call you. So far,
I have not been contacted. And I don't come back till December. So how do I find out, you know, if it's going to get done? It can wait till I get back. I just want to know what's going to be.
I don't know. It should be dealt with. Diane, it should be dealt with, and I will follow up.
Thank you very much.
Diane, do you have someone watching your house for you down there?
Oh, yeah, more than two people.
Okay, then maybe that could be a contact for Cherie getting done.
Well, they could contact Judy and Harry Tricott.
How could my battery be running low if it's plugged in?
Well, maybe they will contact Cherie and do a follow-up for you. What number center, Diane?
1158 Center.
This plug isn't working. My battery is running low.
Somebody mute Barbara. Sorry.
Okay, we're still in public comment. I'll take care of that, Diane. Anyone else?
Okay, thank you, Cherie. I appreciate it.
Okay, we have Annette Regis.
Annette.
Marianne.
Annette.
Hang on, Annette. I'm trying to unmute you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I have a couple questions since this has gone on, but I'll try to be quick. Number one, I would like a question as to why in the past, Dwayne used to ride around the park on the gator and spray weed killer on all of the weeds growing to our sidewalks. I've gone walked around the park, and some of them are massive, large amounts. I don't know if it's still his responsibility. I don't think it's U.S. Lawns. But he used to ride and spray the weed killer because they're starting to get really unsightly. That and at the end of people's driveways also. I don't know if it's the homeowner or the park.
I would say it's the homeowner in it. I've not heard of it, and I've not instructed him. He does the park benches now, all the green spaces.
What he's spraying is not weed killer. It's ant spray. It's
right. But what I'm saying, let me get my word in since it's short. Weed killer. He used to ride around, and he sprayed weed killer, grass and weed killer, on the things that were coming through the sidewalk. All around the park. I mean, it was quick. There was no effort on his part. He rode around and he sprayed it. I don't believe it's the homeowner's responsibility to walk with a spray bottle and spray the sidewalks. So I would like to see him start doing that because it's getting ratty. That's number one. Number two, U.S. Lawns, they're using weed whackers to do their edging. They're not doing the proper edging. It looks ratty. I've walked all along Center Lane, and it looks terrible. It's growing out. My own neighbor next door, who has them doing her edging, all the weeds are starting to come out into the street. I think they need to have somebody edge with an edger rather than a quick run-by with a weed whacker. That's two. Second of all, what I would like to know is, why is Lou riding around? He's a custodian. Why is Lou riding around taking notes of conditions of homes and all? Isn't that Cherie's job?
We discussed this at a previous meeting, and okay, that some responsibilities would be changed for all of the employees, and Cherie had asked that, Lou suggested that Lou be on top of that. And I can just say of the one report that I see, it's amazing what he's, things he's contacted and things that have been completed already. Thanks. Okay. It gets it done.
Well,
I apologize for that.
I needed some assistance, and I have delegated the violations with my assistance, and I'm not completely out of it. I know the residents here, so I know we have a lot of residents that need assistance. Anyway, he is helping with the paperwork. He's helping with the documentation, the follow-up, getting it done, and it's been really a great thing. But I'm definitely hands-on involved.
Okay, that is good. I'm glad to hear that also. But as I know, in particular, one of our residents has, and she's a very sweet woman, but somebody in her family took off all of the skirting of her house, and it's been like 6 months now, bless her heart, it hasn't been put back. It's really looking kind of bad.
I'm sure that's on our list, Annette.
Okay. I have a question as to what has happened now, and I would like somebody from HIPAA to tell me how much money we've invested in the shuffleboard courts, because I've kind of found out that everything we've paid for, that they're in really poor condition up there right now.
Really?
Yeah.
HIPAA? Do you mean HPPOA, not HIPAA? HIPAA is the health, you can't talk about
that. You meant HPPOA, Joanne.
Okay. Yeah, I said HPPOA. Marsha is on this, and I would like to know, are we going to replace all of the shuffleboard courts again? Perhaps, if not this year, next year.
I can answer that. If you look at your budget, there's $60,000 that's allotted, and that is for the shuffleboard courts and the bocce courts.
Okay, because I really would have a, I would be hesitant to agree with, and there's sure a lot of residents too, to put that money into something that may not be used for another year.
What, the $60,000?
The money into putting into the shuffleboard and the bocce courts, not putting any money, more money into them until this hopefully passes and we can start up the teams again.
Well, that would be a board decision. I think that in the past, there has been, I'm going to make this real quick, the courts have not been maintained properly. They have, it's always been a Band-Aid put here, a Band-Aid this way here. You do them, they're pristine. It looks professional. It doesn't look like a trashy makeover. You know, if you go to the other communities, their sports areas are beautiful. So I think that's the goal of the park, is to make the areas where they're beautiful and
they're nice, but I think it's unfeasible to put spend that money on something that is not readily going to be used for 6 months of the year.
So maybe it's not something we'll do in the next couple months. That something
maybe
we can
if
visit.
They were done, then they would be more attractive and they would get more use if we added another feature or something more attractive. I don't know. That certainly is up
right
to the
now, board. Right now, probably the best idea would be to be on the side of caution and not do anything for anything, since there won't be any organized activities. Why put money into anything up there?
Well, Annette, we still have to maintain the property, even though they're not utilized. You know, we have to do preventative maintenance, and we can't let things just go to the wayside because we have this pandemic. Anyway, I think, are you finished?
Well, I would say that's, it looks as though I have everything. Oh, one more thing. The drains in the streets. Now, who takes up those metal grates? Does the city do that to clear out all of the debris that is with underneath those grates?
In the past, some of it has been done in-house. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not quite sure. I know that Duane is doing it right now with Lou. How deep into it they're going, I'm not sure. But
all I know is I did see Duane out there one day, and Duane was just raking a little bit of the moss and got in his vehicle and drove away. But the drains themselves are getting quite, quite full.
Well, it's on the agenda. Is there anything else in that?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, next.
Mary Ann, how about Russ? Go to Russ.
Russ. I'm talking for both Russ and I at the last thing about the gate guard. We did not hear who he was, nor do we know him. And we could not talk because Lori had us unmuted. So I had to call the office to get us muted again.
Unmuted
or whatever we're doing to talk. And so we don't know who he was. We didn't hear anything he said because he was talking and then there was these noises that we couldn't hear what he was saying.
Who was Marianne?
No, Terry. Was it
whoever's
Terry?
Whoever's Terry is. I don't know who Terry is.
Well, you didn't miss anything. He was very, very difficult to understand. And it wasn't because you were muted.
Excuse me 1 second. I can clarify this. This is going to be on the website. If anyone wants to go back to any of the Zoom meetings, you can follow it from start to finish.
Sherry,
the recording with comments, everything.
This is not, Russ is on the board. And he can't hear. He doesn't know who these people are. So he can just read the minutes after the meeting and not participate at all.
If this is what he chooses to do, however, he is required to attend the board meetings.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much for your help.
Hey, we have anybody else? Any other questions by anybody? Public comments?
Go on to trustees.
Okay, trustee comments then.
I have
Hold on one second before we go to trustees. We have Marcia. Hold on, Marcia. I'm trying to unmute you.
I did it.
Okay.
Bob has a comment. Well, I'm going to comment first on the shuffleboard. I think Cherie answered it, but once we deed that over to the trustees, it's their responsibility. It's a capital expense for repairs and stuff like that. So Annette, you know, if you didn't understand that, that's what happens there.
I just had a question for Bev. When Bev was making her presentation, which then Terry spoke about, she was speaking about a survey, but then it kind of got brushed aside. I understand they want to do a survey out there of the whole front of the park for future, just figuring out what's going on. They never voted on that. They voted on the moving or the repainting, but not the part about the survey.
Thank you, Bob.
I can only say that we had an engineer come and survey that several years ago. I don't know if there's any reports on that within the district. I can't say. But I think we should go ahead with your plan for the striping and whatever and the arrows and see how that works. And that maybe is putting a Band-Aid on a small wound. I don't know. But I don't know that you should go through the expense of having surveying all of this. We went through this a couple of years ago. Let me tell you, you don't have a lot of room to work with. That's basically it. And that's basically what they found too. So that's all, that's all the information
they should be.
But Joanne, this is Bob again. I can tell you right now, one of the things that this group's putting together, there is no survey. No one can find one. We don't even have a plot plan for that down there to start with. And what Terry was pushing to the point was that these guards are still walking across in front of traffic. We've got to come up with a solution before someone gets seriously hurt. And this has been going on, as you said, year after year after year. It still doesn't relieve us of our responsibility of the future of somebody stepping out in front of that ongoing traffic. We're just asking, and I know what Bev's trying to do, get a survey and see what our options are. A survey down here is probably going to cost you $500-$600.
Maybe. Okay.
Okay. Any other comments?
Yeah, I have. Are we on trustee comments?
We're on trustees, I guess.
Well, somebody else had their hand up, though. I think.
Okay.
Becky did. Oh, Bob, did you want to, Bob, Addie?
Go ahead. Yeah, I have a comment on a couple of items. One of them being the survey out at the front gate. I had asked if somebody had something on that, and apparently nobody can find whatever it was that was done. If we could get a survey, it would be a much easier thing to figure out what the options are at the front gate. For right now, the striping, the crosswalk, the rest of it, the signs, that's great. But it only works if the people pay attention to striping and signs. Apparently, if they don't care about going in the out drive, they may not give a damn about the signs. But it is a step that should help protect and legally make it available that the police can tag somebody for going the wrong way on the road because it's marked. But there's nothing that we could find as a survey that's available at the front gate. And without a survey, you don't really know what your true options are, whether you could have a second lane, whether you can get around, whether it's moving the guardhouse, any of that. If we could get a survey of that area, a surface survey, utility survey, then you know what you're working with. I don't think $500 is going to cover the survey. I think it's going to be more in the vicinity of $2,500.
Yeah.
And maybe a tiny bit more. It cost us $350 when we put the additions on our place 2 years ago for a survey of the lot with property lines, some grades, topo, and setbacks. So that's just a lot at 350. You got to be going at least probably 2,500, possibly 3 grand for the survey up front. But that would show you what you can and can't do, and it will let you know whether doing certain things is a waste of time because it's not, there's not enough room, or what. But to me, being in the engineering business for 40 years, a survey is the cheapest way to find out what your options can possibly be.
Okay, we have Anne Marie. Anne Marie, did you want to say something? 1 second, yeah. Please.
And my only other comment.
Yourself, Anne Marie.
Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, Anne Marie Ashley, 387 Holiday Park. I'll be quick. The first thing is, why on the agenda there's a public comment listed after everything? Meeting, minutes approval, treasurer report, manager report, everything is a public comment, and we do not get to comment on anything. That's number one. Number two, the pool on July 24th, yes, that was the first time it was ever crowded because the cold pool was closed and Aquasize was in the warm pool, which was overcrowded. I agree with that. And they did not get out of the pool when the Aquasize was done. So we all waited around waiting for them to get out of the pool, and they did not. And then we left. So there is not a problem with the pool. It was because both pools were closed at the exact same time. So there is not a problem with social distancing whatsoever.
Anne-Marie, it wasn't just Friday.
They were not closed at the same time.
No. It wasn't just Friday. We're just hoping and praying that not just the residents, their guests, everybody. It's not okay, your fault. So it's the not morning, your, we're not,
I know the exact morning that you and Bev.
Not me and Bev. No.
There was not no guest in the pool. It was the cold pool was closed. The warm pool was open. Right. Exercise was taking place.
Right.
And that was the reason why there was a problem with social distancing.
No, but Anne Marie, it's not just those particular days. I'm here every day, 8 hours. I see. And it's not every day, but I just am stressing that I wish people would use the social distancing better.
Honestly, I go to the pool almost every day of the week,
yeah,
but 2 to 3 hours. And I'm going to tell you this right now. There is not usually a problem. There are people bringing grandchildren in, which they have to do that. And we try to segregate the grandchildren
exactly
from to the other.
Exactly.
And that works. When I am there, and I sometimes go at 10:30, I sometimes go at 12:30, and I sometimes go at 2 o'clock. There has never been a problem when I've been there, except for on July 24th, Friday morning at 10:30.
When see, I saw some other issues.
The large pool was closed.
Yeah.
There has not been a problem, because if there's a problem, I'm not going to the pool. I'll go home. So I'm just saying there has not been a problem with social distancing up to that one day.
Okay. I've seen it. I have seen it at different times. So I think if we all just get the message out there.
And that's fine. That's fine.
Guests. That's all I'm doing.
We're all adults, and when we go to the pool,
exactly,
it's too crowded. We
exactly
go.
We're not pointing.
As far as U.S. lawns, because I'm going to stick to the 3-minute rule, unlike some other people.
Okay.
As far as U.S. lawns, I don't think they're the best, but they're not the worst. I've had some problems. I made a complaint in writing. They contacted me, and they took care of my complaint. So anybody out there that has a complaint, stop moaning and groaning on Facebook.
Send them on to me.
Complaint in the office, and they will take care of your complaint. Amen.
Okay, thank you, Anne Marie.
I sent them an email, and I haven't heard nothing. So, can I say?
Okay, Sheree will get on that. Are we done with public comments?
Wait, I had a trustee comment. No.
No, we're not to the trustees yet.
We're past that.
Are we done with the public comments?
We've already done that.
Well, I'm asking.
Oh, we have one more, Becky.
Well, see, we're not done with it.
All right.
Okay, another public comment.
Can you hear me? Go ahead, Becky, you're on.
I just have a very small, quick, it's probably my OCD business. When you're speaking of our homes, they are not trailers. They are mobile homes. Thank you.
Okay, so we're done. Is that it for the public comments?
Hope so.
Okay, so now we go on to trustee comments.
Okay, first of all, I would like to make a motion that we get a survey done for Up at the Gate.
What kind of survey?
What Bob wants. What?
So does that mean two? It might be two different survey people? Put Bob back on. Oh, you please,
Bob,
Lori?
Can explain it better than I can. But
Bob!
Hi, Bob. There we go. Hi, Bob!
Hi. Joe, we'll get a good survey. And actually, what we're asking for is an engineering and utility survey. You don't want to go out there to move something or put in another gate or anything like that and be putting it through an electric line underground. But I would call it an engineering survey. And from there, you can, like I say, figure out what you want to do. If somebody decides when they see it, that the planters are old time, 1980s, 70s, whatever, maybe you want to just take out the walls, put in a tree or something, then you'd have to extend it up the side of the road. But for now, stick with the gate area. If I could make another quick comment, Annette had a good comment about if people aren't using the botch and the rest of it, maybe not spend the money. However, if you wait until people want to use it, then you want to start working on it, then people can't use it because it's being worked on. So while nobody can go out and use it now, because technically it's shut down, or if it is by COVID, maybe this is the time to do the work when you're not interfering with anything. Just my quick comment on that. And I'll close my mouth and let the trustees finish up.
Bob, the survey that you're talking about would give us the underground stuff too?
Yeah, underground overhead. It's called a topographic utility survey. Then you know which way the water drains. So forth.
The same thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Can I second that motion, please?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
I'll see if I can.
So, we're going to take a vote on it then to have a survey done of the gate?
Can we discuss something first? Can we discuss first?
Oh, go ahead.
Are we voting on getting a survey, or are we voting on getting bids for a couple bids?
Normally we're supposed to get bids, right? Isn't that what we're supposed to? I mean,
make it clear is all.
A while back, anything over $1,000,
we
were supposed to get us a bid on. Don't you remember that?
No, anything over five.
I'm just saying we never took away the $1,000. So we got to rescind the $1,000. That's what we voted on. And now we're back to $5,000.
Your survey company is the one that you use?
I'm just saying.
And he does most of the surveying in the park. He seems to be really great, really good and fair.
Who is that?
There's a survey company that I've seen throughout the park. I don't remember his name, but I can get it for you guys.
Well, Cherie, why don't you find that out and get a price to us, and we have an idea what that would be, of course. But I think getting a survey is the way to start it. If you wanted to go back to look for I'm thinking you have to go back to at least 2014. And that's when we had the engineers here for that. There should be something kept in there. There should be something in the minutes with their name on it, if anything else. And I think it goes back to at least 2014.
Well, Keith, who was the survey company that was on Maple? He was on Maple Court?
Let me look.
Never seen anything so screwed up.
Steve, what's up?
You can't hear me, but it's AAL surveying.
Yes, that's right.
All right, thank you.
Oh, that's the one that we had too. We had AAL survey.
Are they at the beach or are they just back?
They're up in New Hampshire.
No. I'll find out the name. Did you find it, Keith?
Yeah, it's A-A-L, but it's A-A-L, and they're up on Wickham or Minton.
All right.
Okay, so we're voting on that?
I don't think we need to vote for them just to get us some bids on what it would cost. Okay.
But then you have to get back again.
That sounds like the one we used on our lot.
I think they're great. I don't think
right now you're looking for a price, and if you find that it's exorbitant, then you go out with a request for proposal to other companies.
Well, you know what we could do is amend the motion that we get a survey up to $2,500. Let's put it that way. I know that's exorbitant, but if it's over that, then we would have to
go
back to the drawing board.
Yeah. So we voting on getting a survey. If it's under 2,500, bring it back to the board. If it's more than 2,500.
Okay, let's vote on that then. We had a first and a second.
It was only a suggestion. I don't know if you want to up the money on that one. I don't know. I'm not. That's not my ballywhack. So I don't know if that's a lot of money or not.
Well, I would suggest if Bob thinks it's going to be about 2,500, why don't we say if we get a bid, if we look and it's 2,700, go ahead and get the survey. Why waste the time anymore? If it's 3,200, if it's over 3,000, you know, well, you then okay, let's bring it to the board.
Yeah, so you put, that's why you put
over
that.
20 million.
20 million?
Come on,
longer. I think Bob was indicating like 3,000 would be a reasonable bid for what he's asked.
That's what I'm thinking. Let it happen.
Okay. So go up to 3,000, and that's it. Okay, that sounds reasonable.
So we voting on that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Made a motion
going up to 3,000. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, and anybody to disagree with that, say no. Okay, we go up to $3,000 for the survey of the gate. Any other trustee comments?
Yes, I have many.
Let me make mine. I had a couple. On the gate, you could put automated gate in. It would stop all the
No, problems. It would not. You don't have to. No, and that's what, if you go back to 2014, you'll find out why.
Okay.
What they're doing right now is they're just trying to make it safe. They have a plan.
You could also put in the metal strip, but those things.
Well, what they're doing is they're going to submit this to the board when they get their plans together. They're going to have two different bids. Right now, with the stencils, they're just trying to make it safe for the staff.
Right.
But you could put in metal strips. I don't know. Are they still legal? It takes their tires out. Then they learn.
How are we supposed to get in,
I remember them. I used to drive a tow truck. Yeah. I had to go pick up people's cars with four flats.
This is just to eliminate people coming in the exit and running over the gate.
Yoo-hoo, anybody got listen? We could. It might cost us a little bit, but put another arm on the outside and let the gate guard or the gate attendant let people out. So you couldn't come in because there'd be an arm there.
Russ, this is what the gate committee is going to propose to the board. The stencils and the painting right now is just a quick fix for safety purposes. Once the committee gets their things together after the survey, they will submit these to the board and the trustees will go over it and then you can start working from there. I think all the suggestions are great. Put them all together and come up with a cohesive, safe, new gate plan, and that's what Mr. Addy, Mr. Shear, Mr. Steiner, Ms. Elias, and they're all working on this, so I think we should wait and see what they have to propose.
Great. Okay, if we're going to go on to trustee comments, I have a couple of things. A reminder for Cherie, employee reviews should be to the trustees the week of August 17th. So that we could discuss it on August 24th, so that all raises discussed could go into effect the first week of October. Jean Beach had asked about the updating on the book about us. I'd like to know where that stands, and if it hasn't been done, I think that should be worked on ASAP.
As soon as we get the changes from the committee, we can add those to the About Us book, and then we can get them in print.
Changes to what committee?
From Becky and from Gaston.
Oh, no, you're talking about deed restrictions. That is a long, long process. There are other things that should be updated regarding those right now.
So we should leave the other things in the book then?
You should. You should update that book as it stands now. Deed restrictions is a long way off. Not a long way off, but it's a huge process. Okay. Also, if we're going to be doing the striping and arrow painting, I'd like you, Cherie, to consider maybe getting in-house all of the other Holiday Park signage on the ground updated. The stop signs, the exit signs, the yellow, everything else repainted.
That's the plan.
And also, I'd like to call for a special meeting regarding the sale of the homes from Palm Bay. Cherie has looked into this, and she has been on discussion with the title company. So I think we should have a special meeting from someone from the title company and our attorney, unless our attorney would like to defer to a real estate attorney. But we are going to need both, and it will have to be discussed at a special meeting, just that.
I have a correspondence I'm waiting to hear back from Thursday. I actually emailed her this morning, hoping to get some kind of answer before the meeting today. I am definitely on top of it, and absolutely hope to have something to the board before the next board meeting.
But the next board meeting is not until August 24th or 25th.
I know. I'm hoping that I can have this resolved with at least a contract.
Well, but don't, shouldn't we know what's being resolved? I mean, you had so many options with this title company that I said to you, I don't frankly understand all the terminology. I think we have to understand it thoroughly and know that it's being done correctly. So I really need an attorney present.
I'm waiting to get everything back from the city of Palm Bay. I've given them everything that I know, everything that I've gathered.
But why aren't you encouraging this meeting? Because you had said that
I don't have anything to say. I am waiting for the city of Palm Bay to come back at me and tell me what they're going to do, if they're going to put us on the city council meeting and so forth.
No, Cherie, maybe I'm not dreaming this up. You told me you had a very long discussion with people from the title company. They were telling you we should bundle the sale. We should do it this way. I don't understand all that.
I submitted all of that to the city of Palm Bay. I will send you the email. I submitted all the suggestions and options that are available to us. I'm waiting to hear back from them as to which one they would accept with bringing it to their attorney. We have
And did you clear this with our attorney?
It's not in any kind of legal anything yet, Joanne. I definitely asked if Carl Bone's office was prepared and if they do this type of work, and he said yes. I also spoke with two different title companies to find out what the options were so far as getting clear title upon the purchase, if that's something that we need to do, or can we get ownership of these homes and then we can apply for clear title. In the meantime, we can demolish the homes and we can do our clear title. It's called a quit.
This is what I'm talking about. You're talking to me, and we should be talking to...
Well, with all due respect, I can't do anything till I hear back from Palm Bay. I've submitted everything I know. There's no decision-making here whatsoever. It's just legwork and giving everybody the information so everybody's working on the same page. And this is exactly why I didn't come to the board, because I don't have any concrete resolution. I don't have any answers. I know what we'd like to do and what we'd like to present to the board and to their city council. However, it just confuses the things if there's nothing etched in stone and if there's no
There should be nothing etched in stone. What I'm saying.
What do you want? What are you asking me for then?
I'm asking for a special meeting for discussion.
If I would, okay.
I want to hear.
Not to say anything. That's fine.
I know what I'm saying is you said you submitted things to Palm Bay.
I do. I have. I'm waiting to hear back from them.
Okay. Does any trustee know what was submitted to Palm Bay? Because I don't.
I don't.
They're not. Oh, man. It's just legwork. It's just conversations. It's nothing that has been acted upon. It's nothing that, no decision making. It's just scenarios. Like, okay, if we did this and you did that, could we do this? Could we do that? It's just like we're trying to.
Well, we should know what this and that is, though. This and that, we should know what this is.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you all the emails. I didn't think it was relative right now because nothing has been decided upon. Nothing has gone to the right departments within the city of Palm Bay. So I have no answers to any of these options and scenarios. And this all happened within the last week. So it's nothing that's been building up. I've just been compiling different information and different options that the trustees, Holiday Park, has in order to get ownership of these properties.
So who's working on the project? Just you alone? No, but you, Cherie?
I've been talking to Keith. I've been talking to Joanne. They're moving like snails, Joe.
So, Keith, what do you know about the?
They just talked about things you're doing, but I think what Joanne is asking for, and I would like to see the email that you sent.
Absolutely.
To Palm Bay, telling us what options you're asking them to look at.
That was dated Thursday. This past Thursday.
Just we don't need decisions on them. We just
okay.
No.
Options. You have asked the city to consider.
Right. I sent it out Thursday. I was hoping to get an answer or get some kind of response by this morning so that I could have emailed it to everyone. That's why I didn't put it on my report. But I will send everyone the email from Thursday and from today. For example.
Of all the options that you sent.
So far. And I sent them pictures of the home next to Bob Shortledge, other side of Kendra. There's a beehive underneath. Just
send us the email of the options you sent. We can read them. And if Joanne says she still has questions, then we can have a special meeting of what is offered. And you can say, we don't know what's offered till the Palm Bay gets back to us of what they'll even look at.
Okay.
Okay,
so that's what we need. We need to know exactly what's going on. The Board of Trustees needs to know that.
I think we don't have anything specific going on. It's just a different timeline when we want the attorney to step in. All we're doing is asking questions right now.
Exactly.
Baby boy.
And that's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for anything for Cherie other than what options has she looked at that she has submitted to Palm Bay? So we can kind of get up on the terminology and we can understand things a little better.
Yeah, and this latest thing, this all happened like Wednesday, Thursday. This isn't something that's been going on for months and I kept it from you. Absolutely not. No, we're on the same page here for sure.
Yeah, just send us that email.
I will.
Thank you.
But what about the thing that you showed us in the past? More than that has been going on, Cheryl, because we did have a price of about $4,000 per unit. You showed us the way it was figured and stuff. That's no longer in the game. That's gone. What about that? The $4,000 per unit.
He said Cheryl, but he meant Cherie.
Cherie.
Oh, well, no, that's going on now because. No,
you said there's nothing going on, Cheryl, but there is stuff going on.
What? Oh, but that's not, nothing has been signed, though, is what I'm saying.
Nothing's been signed.
There's nothing official.
And I heard through the grapevine, and I also heard through an email that Palm Bay had to pay the 2019 taxes to the county on the 9 homes. So if you take the 4,000, are they going to charge us for the taxes that they paid per home for 2019? I don't know.
They can't.
I don't know. Joe, these are things I can't tell you what I don't know. But I know that I went on to the county tax collector's website, and I looked up every property and researched if they paid if 2019 taxes were paid. Our assessments, yes, they were. And yes, Palm Bay paid them. So where does that put us? Do we now, still it's a good opportunity for Holiday Park if they paid the $2,600 or whatever. So that would put the homes up to what? $6,600 per home. I don't know. I haven't gotten any answers back from them.
What if you've been doing correspondence between you and the city of Palm Bay? We don't always get the answer. We're not getting feedback from the city of Palm Bay. They're kind of being a turtle. Would a letter from our attorney to the city of Palm Bay, you say they've been involved with this kind of stuff before, they know how to do it. Maybe our attorney needs to draft a letter.
I think that, to be honest with you, Cheryl, I think, and I've been thinking about this all weekend, and I think simply it could come from the Board of Trustees. It's not a legal document. It is just expressing that we are interested. We have our attorney on call to, you know, continue and go forward with this. And as a Board of Trustees representing the Holiday Park community, we would like to see this happen before we start spending hundreds of dollars. I think the Board of Trustees can certainly put a letter together to give to Palm Bay. That's my opinion.
How do you feel about that, Joe? Do you feel a letter from all 9 signed by all 9 trustees asking the city of Palm Bay
to do the letter?
Let me.
Or signed by the chairman. You could sign it for it.
Let me mention something to you. I did go to Palm Bay. Okay, the people that are working this, and they referred me back to Surrey.
Right.
They told me to go to Surrey Morris for what's going on the properties. That's what Palm Bay told me.
Right.
And so if you want me to go over the people's head, I will go down.
No, I don't think that's necessary, Joe.
Trustee?
No. I think correspondence.
I can go to the town manager.
I think correspondence is good. I think we have a good relationship with them right now. I don't think we should ruffle any feathers. Yes, it's taken a long time. However, these things don't happen overnight either. The homes have been there 10, 12 years. If you go in there with a heavy hand, you know what? You're not going to get anywhere.
No, it's not a heavy hand. I just want to know what's going on with the homes. What do you mean heavy hand? I won't do anything unless the board wants me to.
Right. Well, that's what I'm asking. Didn't you say, Cherie, a letter from the trustee to the city?
Yeah. I think a nice letter, very professional and very to the point, and saying, you know, guess what? Please, we need to know. And I sent an email out this morning asking them to please contact us ASAP. And I mentioned the Board of Trustees. I mentioned that the houses, especially now, hurricane season is upon us. The houses are getting worse. We want this expedited. We want to get rid of these homes, especially with our winter residents gone. It's probably in our best interest to get rid of these homes now. So I will be sending, again, these emails just today and Thursday. So I will get them off to everyone.
Joe, maybe you and Cherie can put a letter together, the two of you.
I think Joanne would be.
I don't know if it'll make anything more.
No, I think Joanne is the most eloquent writer.
I don't care who writes it. I'm just saying Joe needs to sign it as chairman of the trustees.
I think the way you do it is so they know you mean business. You have your attorney do it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how you do things. Yeah. Now let's go to the real world. That's
what I suggested.
Have an attorney do it.
But see, the thing is, the city's got a lot of other stuff going on with this COVID, whatever virus, and so they're kind of busy. our only thing, if we're going to try to keep them not saying, hey, oh, we're just going to put you on the back burner because we got these other things going. Three has been doing a pretty good job of trying to just keep reminding them, hey, we'd sure like
to. Exactly. I email them 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, just.
But how many weeks are we going to do that without getting the lawyer involved?
I agree. And when you read my emails, I'm getting more stern with each correspondence. And it's getting more exigent so far as vermin in the houses. Now we have beehives. This is an excellent opportunity for us because our winter guests are up north and so on. I'll send you the emails.
All right, let me make a suggestion. Let's take a look at these emails. And within a week's time, I'll think about it. You all think about it. And if I can draw something up, Cheryl, maybe you will too. Kind of a nicey-nicey letter, but let's get off the stick.
Right. Perfect.
I think that's a great idea, Joanne.
Yes.
And let's see if that makes any difference. It probably will not. They'll file it just like I would. But you know what? That's it.
I don't know. I think
Joanne.
And by the way,
I live in a home, not a trailer, and I'm not 5 feet tall. I'm 5'7" and very statuesque.
Definitely.
There you go. That's a lot of BS. Okay, let's go.
Thank you for everybody coming.
All right. I have a comment before we leave.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, I just, in phone calls with Lori about some different stuff, I'm just wondering if, I don't know what it would cost, if it would be an online course or she'd need to go to school. I wouldn't make her go to school, but she has taken on this Zoom hosting on her own with absolutely no training. Lori, if I'm misspeaking, you can shut me up.
Lori's been gone for 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
That's why no one's muted.
So I'm just wondering,
except for the trustees.
So while I'm throwing Lori under the bus, then maybe someone else in the office should have the training also. I think someone needs to have some official training on Zoom experience running the meetings. Not that Lori isn't doing a great job, because she is. And secondly, I'm curious about our website not being as user-friendly as it could be, perhaps. And one of the things, for example, the reason I'm bringing the website up is because if you go on and look for our financials, which is the one I found it under 2019-2020, it stopped in February, I think. And all of a sudden, all the financials are under 2021.
Give me a call.
Our year 2021 has not started yet.
Give me a call tomorrow and we'll go through all this.
Okay. Well, I know an outside person does our website. I'm just wondering, Lori seems to be very computer savvy. I would just like her to be more involved in updating the website and getting that together.
Tomorrow, we can talk about it.
I will do that.
I know everybody wants to get off, but just a quick information. In the budget, there is room and there is money for outside classes. And if Lori can find something that she could take, I would approve that and absolutely encourage it.
If it's already in the budget, does it have to be pre-approved by the trustees? Or can she just take it? Okay. Thank you.
We all attend classes throughout the year. So no, it's great.
No, we don't.
Okay.
I just want to say one thing before we go. We had a break-in on Keystone. A couple that has lived here for quite some time and never locked their door. So please, people, lock your doors, because we have somebody that's coming into this park and they stole a lot of memorabilia of her son that had passed away.
Well, it's somebody from within the park, Beverly.
Yeah.
Oh.
It had to be in the park.
Then it's not a break-in if the doors are left unlocked.
I know that's what I'm just saying. I want everybody else to be safe.
It's called irresponsible.
A crime was committed. Okay.
Now, Junior... Is Junior allowed to be in here? I know I've heard stories about him that he's not supposed to be coming in here all the time.
Yes, he comes in. He does work for various people, just as other
Well, the other day he stopped some girl and wanted to know if he could borrow her phone so he could call these people, supposedly, that he was coming in. And she was scared. So
who's Junior?
Junior is a guy that's a handyman around here.
Anybody been here a while knows Junior.
I never knew him, but I mean, I've heard about him. So
he was a maintenance man. And yeah. He does a lot of side work in here now.
Oh.
Okay, we done.
He also was told he couldn't come back in here, and now he's back again.
No, it's not true.
If people call him in to work, we cannot deny him access. If one of the owner residents calls him in to do work, that's their prerogative. Can we just?
Does he drive in or does he walk in?
No, he drives in.
Somebody called him in then. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Several people in the park.
Well, I've also heard that they just let him right straight through the gate.
So, they're not supposed to.
Well, that's what I've heard. So, you know.
Yeah, but go
remind them, Cherie.
I will.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's the case.
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second motion.
Joanne.
Be glad. Ciao, everybody.
That's it.